Hey, guys.
Whoa.
What are you doing, man?
I'm just sweating. All of my hard work is paying off.
Wow, this is excellent. What are you doing?
I've been going to Bear Canyon CrossFit.
What? Bear Canyon CrossFit? Why? What is that?
Well, number one, it's the new podcast sponsor.
Oh, Booyah. Yeah.
And number two, it's where I go to get my sweat on.
Oh, now you poked the bear.
That's right. You can show up. Poke the bear with us. It's a lot of fun. And for $115 a month, you can get a limited CrossFit in a 12-month contract. Now, look, it sounds kind of crazy at first. You're like, whoa, whoa, whoa. I don't know about that. But you got to think about it, friends. This is an investment into your health, into your mental well-being, and into hanging out with us as friends. Mm. It's wonderful. Pay for our friendship.
You can find out all the details at BearCanyonCrossFit.com.
Wakey, wakey, eggs and bakey.
It's back to reality.
I love that show.
Wake up! Wake up!
Yeah, man. The boys are here. The girls are here. And the muscle men are here.
Welcome to the show. Happy Tuesday, everybody.
I want a mystery activity. I want some reflection time.
We'll do it live!
This is... Name is Randy and I'm gone.
Stop it. This is not...
I think you'll know it because Amazing Grace is the name of the tune. Had a medical episode a few years ago, but they still let me sing even though it's a bit slurred and kind of slow. I'm singing Amazing Grace, how sweet the sound.
Stop mocking Randy Travis!
The theme of the show will be...
Could you play my theme music again?
Do not.
Just one more time.
Dexter, do not press play on that. Oh, gosh, I hate
Hello,
you
Hello, everybody. It's me, Randy Travis. I got a fan out there. His name is Steve O'Gina. This song is dedicated to him.
Here we go.
Got a little friend in the ABQ, and his name is Steve O, and this is his tune.
You're so stupid!
You're as old as dirt. Now your son's 13 and your whole body hurts. Get back to the gym.
All right, I'll quit.
Do you happen to know what today is?
New Music Tuesday.
I'm very excited it's Tuesday!
Come on, it's showtime.
Morning.
Hello, it's me, Randy Travis. I'm back from the dead.
Are you filling in for? Wait, you didn't die.
I did die.
Knock it off.
And now I'm back to show you I can really bust a move. Here I go.
Hey, take it easy, Randy.
There you go.
Guys, it's not really Randy Travis.
Yes, it is.
Good morning.
This is Arnold.
Oh, hey, Arnold.
Oh, we do need to stretch today.
Oh, my back is so sore.
Down. Down.
I'm really stretching.
I can't.
Down.
I can't.
It hurts.
Put it in your heels. There you go.
Down. Down. Down.
I feel like I'm going to rip my jeans.
Feeling better.
Oh.
Morning.
It's New Music Tuesday. That's Welcome right. to the show, everybody. It's a beautiful October 18th.
On. One more time.
6:12 in the a.m.
Oh, my goodness. Let me take a look at the weather and see what our forecast is today. Hoping it'll be a little cooler, but I doubt it.
Yeah, I guess we're record-breaking
highs.
Highs throughout the country.
It says the high today is around 80 degrees, 81 on Weather Channel.
Didn't feel like 80 yesterday.
It didn't feel like it got as hot as they thought it was going to. But it's definitely hotter than it's supposed to be. The very, very late, quote, Indian summer is what they would call it.
Come on, more energy. Well, Halloween is right there. We're 13 days away from Halloween.
How many days away? Okay, so if we're 13 days away from Halloween, then we got to be like 18 days away from Doctor Strange.
Come on, more energy. Ooh. Have you been seeing all the Facebook stuff, the Doctor Strange Facebook stuff?
I've been trying to not, really.
Well, I mean, like, they're doing the effects with Facebook, you know, the ripple effects.
I saw one thing. It looked awesome.
Yeah. It looked really cool. Steve-O should be here any second. Well, take your time, Steve-O. Don't rush.
He's
probably rushing,
right? He's probably hearing this right now going, ah!
Hey, man, just relax. It's New Music Tuesday.
That's
before
right.
we talk about all the greatness on the show this morning, we have a huge actor on the show.
Oh, my gosh. We'll Does he know yet?
I don't know. I
he's got to know, right? Robert probably called him.
Possibly.
Man, possibly. So one of... We've got an actor that we're talking to today. I was surprised. I was genuine. I was like, really? Us?
Yeah.
Pretty excited about it.
Yeah. Well, I put in for this one probably 3 weeks ago.
He's an actor.
Mm-hmm.
I believe. That's how you pronounce it. It's an actor.
Yeah, we'll tell you who that is right after we kick off New Music Tuesday this morning.
Mm, and we're kicking it off strong, dog. This is a new single from Attaboy. We've played a couple of their songs. They had a song called Come Alive that we played that everybody dug pretty hard. And I guess the different singles have kind of reached into different sounds. And this song is called Set Sail from Attaboy. You guys go to our Facebook, tell us what you think about it over there.
You can also text in at 585-5483. It's New Music Tuesday. Attaboy, Set Sail.
Attaboy.
New Music Tuesday. What do you think, Starmy? You decide. Be honest. Tell us your real feelings about Attaboy the band.
I like that. I think it's kind of quirky.
Yeah.
In a good way.
Yeah. It didn't blow me away or anything. But...
Man, you are blown away.
Well,
Dex said, this is blowing me away.
Yeah, that wasn't me. That wasn't me.
That was you. Who was it?
That was the janitor who lives in the studio.
It was a ghost clown.
No. We can't talk about clowns anymore. 585 Live, you can text us. We know it's early, but we'd like to hear your thoughts on that song. Or you go to facebook.com/star88fm and let us know. It happens all day, New Music Tuesday. So this morning on the morning show, we have four New Music Tuesday tracks.
Whoa.
Four of them.
Yeah. And then after the show's over, on the 10 and the 40 of every hour, we air those tracks all day till 6.
All day.
All day air Tuesday.
Welcome to the program, Dex, Steve-O, he's almost here, and Teo.
Woo!
We are the Morning Invasion. Big show today on this New Music Tuesday. There's a viral video sparking some debate here in Albuquerque.
There is.
Yeah, it has millions and millions of views.
Really?
From a guy who was at a gas station. And this woman who was clearly wasted, I don't know what she was on, but she was at the gas pump. Mm-hmm. And this guy walks over and says, hey, are you okay? And he's filming it. And then before you know it, she's crawling into through the window of the passenger side. In his car, breaks off something on the radio.
What?
Well, he starts to kind of get upset and starts yelling and saying some things that weren't very nice.
We can't air on the radio.
And she got out of the car. And a lot of people are saying the guy didn't handle it very well because of how he talked to her and didn't seem like he was there to give her help. We'll talk about that. It's kind of a big video.
It happened here in town?
Mm-hmm.
What?
Mm-hmm. Yeah, it's got millions and millions of views.
Did you post it?
I didn't, but, well, it should be in my stuff.
I mean, but did you, no, I'm asking, like, are you going to make money off of it?
Oh, no, it wasn't me. Well, it was not me.
That's a mistake.
Yeah, so we'll talk about that this morning. My kids, well, you know what, I take that back. One of my kids is doing this challenge constantly.
What is this challenge?
I don't want to say it just yet.
Okay.
But it's driving me crazy.
Driving me bananas.
I want to see how many other parents have to deal with this. If you have kids that are probably around the age of 9 to 13, I guarantee they're doing this challenge.
Okay.
I'll throw Johnny Danger in there. I'm sure he's doing it.
Get him in there.
He's probably doing it every day. So we'll talk about that, the challenge that's driving us parents crazy. And before we talk about the big interview, I want to wait for Steve-O to get here.
Okay. Because he does know what it is.
He does, but his reaction is priceless.
It is.
So we'll wait.
So we'll wait. Let's go quiet right now, and we'll wait.
We'll wait. A couple interviews we can talk about, though, on the show. The Voice. We have a couple more interviews this morning. Coming up from Team Adam at 8:10. Ponciano.
Ponciano.
No idea how to pronounce his name.
How do you pronounce it?
Hold on to me as we go.
Pretty.
This is Ponciano.
As we roll down.
He'll be on the show at 8:10. Also coming up from The Voice at 7:20. May Thomas.
Taking me slow, but it's not typical.
That's me.
There you go. We'll talk to those peeps from The Voice. Hi, Steve-O.
There he is. Oh! There he is.
Oh!
There he is.
Wakey, wakey. What happened?
I don't know. Alarm?
No!
Yeah. it didn't happen. So what didn't happen? All of a sudden, this lovely, like, do-do-do-do-do. I'm like,
ooh,
this is
beautiful.
Hey, I don't remember setting my alarm to this tone. This is great. That's Chrissy's alarm! That's what I woke up to.
Oh, my Lanta.
But you know, like, when you're running late, so everything's, like, gotta be a thousand times faster? So I'm, like, freaking out. And then I remember it's picture day.
Yeah.
Oh.
Picture day.
I don't care. Disheveled Otis.
Disheveled Otis.
That's what it auto-corrected this morning. Disheveled it is. And so I'm like rushing out the door, and then I remember, wait, got to take the minivan to get an oil change today, so where are those keys? Got to find those keys now. Now I can't find the keys. All right, there. Finally got the keys. I got the keys. I'm like racing out the door. I'm like, where's my wallet? Ooh. Can't find my wallet. Like tearing the house apart, I can't not have a wallet.
No, you need
and
a
then
wallet.
Finally, like as I'm frantic and the entire house is now awake, Jack goes, "Oh, I know where your wallet is." And he gets out of bed and he goes downstairs, and I guess they were playing and it somehow like got kicked underneath something.
Oh my gosh.
And I'm like, it's way too early to scream about how if you knew that, you could have picked it back up and saved me a solid 15 minutes.
Oh.
Solid.
Yeah.
But I'm not going to scream because I'm already so late I can't reprimand you for being a lazy child.
He's a teenager, man. It's already
man.
Started. It's already started.
Yeah. So it's like, it's not necessarily.
It's not Jack's
completely
fault.
Completely his
maybe
fault.
Maybe it's good you didn't yell at him because he was, after all, the one that helped you.
Dude, and then I'm on my way and you're like, good morning, October 18th. And I was like, it's my anniversary.
Oh!
And I forgot to say happy anniversary to Chrissy.
Oh, no.
Because I was in such a rush. Good morning, everybody.
Good morning.
Hey, yeah. How you doing?
Good.
I mean,
doing good.
Well, I'm glad
doing
you're here.
Fine.
That's all that matters.
Doing
okay.
Fine. All right, now I'll talk about the interview.
Oh, yeah. Coming up on the show this morning around 8:20.
Which means that our voice interview is going to be a 3-minute interview.
Yeah.
We don't have time for him.
It's supposed to be 8 minutes and under, so
good.
It can be super quick.
Perfect.
Coming up, man, I didn't think we were going to get this interview.
Actually
pretty big interview.
I emailed our boy Robert every
did you?
Day.
Robert. Good.
So he called me yesterday.
Good. Yeah. His name is Stephen Lang.
Oh,
man.
From Avatar.
From Terra Nova.
From Don't Breathe.
Dude.
Mm-hmm.
From Wanting to Be Cable.
Yeah, I was going to say, and from the moment I saw him on Avatar, I was like, that dude would be a dope Cable. And sure enough, he like put himself in the running. I don't think he's going to get it.
So what's he talking about? What's he promoting?
Beyond Glory. It's
yeah,
a new
dude.
Movie.
Oh, where he's just
he plays,
him, right?
Yeah. It's like a one-man show. He actually, before they filmed this, he did this as a stage play to prep for this. It's incredible.
Beautiful.
Yeah. Beyond Glory, he gives a brilliant multi-character performance as Medal of Honor recipients from World War II, the Korean War, and the Vietnam War. He wrote the screenplay for it, mastered the characters by doing it as a one-man play, like Steve-O just said. It's based on a book in which 24 veterans shared their battlefield experiences. The movie's produced by James Cameron. And let me play a clip. You'll probably recognize his voice because you're thinking, who is this? I can't picture
Stephen
who it is.
Stephen Lang,
You've
man.
You've seen him time and time again.
Hey, welcome to Pandora, folks.
Welcoming you places.
You're not in Kansas anymore.
And reminding you.
Welcome to Terra Nova, folks.
We're not in Kansas anymore.
Guess where you ain't?
Kansas.
Kansas. Not anymore.
Stephen Lang. There he is.
Guess where you ain't?
He's the gray military soldier guy in Avatar.
Yeah, you know him.
Yeah, you get it. You know. Guess where you ain't?
It is true. He plays
the part of the. I guess it's a reboot. So he's basically that machine that was destroying the environment in the rebooted Fern Gully. They call it the reboot Avatar.
Yeah. Right.
Yeah.
That's true.
Dude, he was great.
We'll talk to him at 8:20.
He does kind of play military guys. Although that horror movie, what was that? Don't Breathe.
Don't Breathe.
It looks
crazy.
I refused to watch it specifically because I like the elderly, and that made me terrified. Yeah, but not like, oh, they're on the road, like. I don't know, man. Like,
you only like them because you're faster than them.
That could be true.
Yeah, some guys break it. Was it a guy and a girl that break into this his house?
Prank or something.
Yeah, and he's blind.
Yeah,
and yeah, he locks them in his house,
he basically can.
Yeah, take him out. Yeah.
All of his other senses have been enhanced by
to
his
be
blindness.
Fair, they were breaking and entering. He had every right to.
That's true. Yeah.
Yeah.
You're in my house now. Ooh. Welcome to my house.
Welcome to
Terra. You're not in your house anymore.
What is he going to do when he makes a movie about Kansas?
Oh, man.
Welcome to
guess
Kansas.
Where you are. Kansas.
Oh, that was a good guess.
I can't do it! We'll do a lot! Lots of good stuff in the news to go over. We'll do that coming up. New Music Tuesday continues. Check the roads. Good morning, Stormy. We'll be right back.
The Morning Invasion with Dax, Steve-O, and Tao.
Hey! What's going on in the news today?
Republicans, including House Speaker Paul Ryan and Donald Trump's running mate Mike Pence, have tried to pour cold water on the idea of a rigged election. But Trump himself keeps fanning the flames. Trump tweeted, quote, "Of course there is large-scale voter fraud happening on and before Election Day. Why do Republican leaders deny what's going on? So naive."
Parts of the Pacific Northwest are cleaning up after severe storms. Thousands of homes and businesses lost power.
North Carolina Governor Pat McCrory says things are beginning to return to normal in his state. McCrory saying that includes the reopening of several stretches of a vital interstate highway passing through North Carolina.
Got the news that I-95 is reopened. That's going to have major positive impact.
The Iraqi military has begun a major offensive to push Islamic State militants from the city of Mosul.
The Obama administration said high school graduation rate is above 83%. That is the highest it's ever been.
Spooky. New Music Tuesday.
Spooky.
6:35. Good morning.
There's a high today, I'm sure.
There is.
80 yes. degrees.
That's what it says. Kurt. We want it to drop.
Oh, man. I hope so. Tomorrow, 75. Thursday, 69.
There's a big front coming.
Please. Please.
How are the roads up?
Traffic. Roads are looking real nice, Dexter. That's all.
Good.
You are.
Let's keep it that way.
Traffic!
Big show today. It's New Music Tuesday.
It is. I'm excited about this next track, too. This is a new song from XXI. Or 21, I guess. It's called Way You Love Me. This band's formerly known as A Feast for Kings, and the old vocalist passed away.
Oh.
And so...
What'd he die from?
He was only 21.
Oh my gosh.
The band was called A Feast for Kings, and they changed the name to XXI21 in honor of the old vocalist. It was a work accident. It was really, really.
Oh.
It was a weird, like a sad story. But anyway, they have they were like a metal band, and the band has, quote, progressed into a more rock sound. And this is the new single. It's called Way You Love Me from XXI. You guys tell us what you think. Facebook.com/star88FM.
I've been told you were.
That's 21. Way You Love Me.
I don't know if they do 21 or XXI.
Dude.
I don't know.
I love that. Yesterday, I was at the old GameStop with my son. He turned 13, so he got lots of money and gift cards. And so that's what he wanted to do. So we're shopping for video games, and all of a sudden, Lou goes, "They've already made 40 Mortal Kombats." And I was like, "What?" And he was like, "Mortal Kombat 40, because it's Mortal Kombat XL. And Jack goes, "Psh, it's Mortal Kombat XL. And I'm like, "Actually, I'm really impressed that he knew that that was 40. So we're calling 40. It Mortal Kombat 40.
Love it.
Beautiful.
It's New Music Tuesday. What do you think of, I don't know, 21 or...
XXI.
Just say XXI.
Go to our Facebook page, leave a comment, or you can text in at 585-5483.
So far on the live line, people digging it.
Yeah, I thought it was pretty good.
It's a good song. They're a good... Yeah, so I double-checked, and the old singer died 3 days before they were going to sign their record deal as a Feast for Kings. He was in a work-related accident.
How long ago was that?
2014, a couple years. So, man, that stinks. But they...
So it's everybody that was in the band.
And a new singer.
And the new singer.
And they honored his memory by renaming the band and going in a different direction.
Wow.
Man.
That's 21 and that happening. Oh.
Yeah, he was only 21. Unbelievable.
Yeah.
Oh, well, let us know what you think about it. Good morning. Big show today. Stephen Lang from Avatar will be on the show.
I'm going to treat him like Cable. I'm just going to pretend like he's Cable.
And he's going to be in the next two or three Avatars, right?
Oh, yeah. I honestly really want to talk about Terra Nova.
I thought, wait, not to be spoilery, but if you didn't see Avatar, everybody saw Avatar.
It's
the number one movie of all time. I thought he died.
I don't even remember. I don't know. It's been
Didn't he die, Steve-O?
He totally did, but he's still going to be reprising his role as Colonel Quaritch.
Maybe he didn't really die.
Maybe the Earth absorbed him. I don't know.
Yeah, maybe he turned into a tree or something.
Yeah. He didn't live to see the end of the movie, man. So it was revealed by the writer-director that he would be destined to become basically the Darth Vader of the franchise.
Whoa.
So Stephen Lang was shocked, even though James Cameron had told him the character's future early on. He said, you know, this movie kind of became this global phenomenon within a very, very short time. You know, they said, "Hey, you're coming back." And he was like, "How?"
Okay.
And he said James Cameron was like curt with him. He said, "I already told you that. And you know," he'd mentioned it once a long, long time ago when we'd been shooting, but it was speculative. So he didn't believe it because it's like, well, it's Hollywood. You don't really, you know. And so it's totally real.
Okay.
He's coming back.
Good.
Yeah.
We'll talk to him about it at 8:20 this morning. Stephen Lang. He's got a new movie out called Beyond Glory.
Man, James Cameron's got a lot to accomplish with Avatar 2.
Dude,
because
I agree.
It's the number one movie of all time. I think it's because it was the one that restarted the 3D revolution. But it was truly
revolutionary. To this day, no film
incredible.
Comes close
it was
as far as 3D. That was an experience.
But as a movie...
Yeah,
it's not that great when you go.
I can show you the world.
Well, Pocahontas.
Yeah, and
you paint with
it's
all
of them,
the
dude.
It's
and Pocahontas, Fern Gully,
and yeah. It's Fern Gully straight up.
Yeah,
it is the story of Fern Gully retold on another planet with army machines.
Right,
but it yeah. So that,
how to train a dragon?
We gotta see. I want to see where he goes. I'm really interested because he says they're going to explore the oceans of what's the name of the planet?
Fern Gully.
No, what's the name of the planet? I know this.
All I know
just,
is Terra
I had
Nova.
It on the tip of my tongue.
Know.
Avalon.
No, Avatar Planet. What was it? Pandora.
Pandora! Come on!
Pandora.
What's in the box?
Come on, guys.
What's in the box?
Yeah. Okay.
Pandora.
Good. Well, we can. If you have any questions, you feel free to text them in. I'll ask them.
Oh, snap. It's time for the news.
What does that mean?
I'm not telling you, you jerk. The APD has advised against clown costumes for Halloween. We have a clip.
Unfortunately, we live in a time of error right now that people are trying to hurt kids, and we don't want to see any kids hurt during such a fun time for them.
That's why Albuquerque police are asking people of all ages to be responsible this Halloween, starting with not dressing up as clowns.
We're seeing people that are dressing up as clowns and chasing kids or going to populated areas to try and scare people, and it's not really a good idea.
Especially since dressing in this creepy costume puts the person dressing up in danger, too.
We're really asking people not to dress as clowns this year just to avoid any kind of confusion that they may be doing something malicious from just being a costume.
And if you want to use a prop, make sure it looks fake.
Another thing we're seeing is people taking off the orange tips off the fake guns, and that makes them look more realistic. And that again could be tragic. Someone taking action on that, whether it be a police officer or an armed citizen that's legal to carry a gun, takes action thinking it's a threat, it could turn bad very quickly, and we really don't want to see that.
What he does want to see is reflective gear so people can stay visible out on the streets.
Absolutely. Reflective gear is very important.
Dude, you think we're going to see any costume profiling on Halloween?
Yeah.
It could happen, man.
Yeah, what? Yeah.
You know, some kid just wanted, Bozo is his hero, and he just wants to be a clown.
Nobody knows who Bozo any it. Nobody knows Bozo. We all grew up with Bozo. I wanted to throw the little golf ball or the tennis ball into the $100 pail, but I couldn't do it.
Mm-hmm. I've never seen Bozo the Clown, so I actually don't know what you're talking about.
Are you kidding me?
Yeah, I'm not kidding.
Look up Bozo.
Well, I know who he is, but...
Look it up.
Look up $100 pail?
$100 challenge. Oh, my gosh. It was the king of challenges when you were a child. You either wanted to do Double Dare...
I was going
to
say.
...or on Sunday mornings before church, you watched Bozo on WGN out of Chicago.
Yeah, I didn't watch Bozo either.
You're an idiot. Sorry. You're a Bozo.
Sorry.
If you... Live line. Somebody back me up on Bozo.
Bozo?
Hey guys, today is my sister's birthday. Her name is Amelia, and she's turning 12. Could you guys wish her a happy Chuck E. Cheese birthday?
Yeah.
From Mac.
Hold on, I need to get prepared.
You need to look up the Bozo $100 challenge.
What was her name?
Amelia.
Amelia!
Chuck E. Cheese for my birthday! Chuck E. Cheese for my birthday!
Oh my god!
Chuck E. Cheese for my birthday! Chuck E. Cheese for my birthday! Chuck E. Cheese for my birthday.
There you go, Amelia. Happy birthday. Thanks
you ready for
listening.
For this? Y'all ready for this? Turn this up. Turn this up.
So if you got in the last
Turn
bucket,
it up.
You got all the silver dollars.
Now back to Bozo's Super
oh,
Duper.
Gosh,
this is from 1987. Terrifying.
There's no way I'd watch
thank you guys
that.
Thank you. Hey, Mr. Gorilla, time to play our Bozo Grand Prize Bucket Bonanza game, and today we're playing for Hugh, right? How you doing? Hey, how is your name spelled? E-U-G?
Right.
Is that short for Eugene?
Uh-huh.
Yeah, but they call you Hugh, huh? Hugh. How you doing, Hugh? Man, give me a
You watched this, man?
Good.
Yeah, I watched it. Hugh?
Okay, what school you go to?
It's played a huge role in my development.
Here from Bowen too. And who's this here? Your wife here, Oog?
No. Your wife? Bozo, you're a creeper.
New Year's, boy.
All right, hang on.
Me on. Try that.
When you're a kid, you don't understand.
You're scaring me. Stop it.
So look, this is what you do. This is what you do. You got to...
For bucket number one.
Okay,
get the first ball. Bend over.
Boom. Win a prize. So you had a prize for every bucket, and then if you threw it in the last bucket, number 10, $100.
Oh, wow.
And it was awesome.
And the balls get bigger and bigger?
It was a ping pong ball, not a tennis ball.
What
is that
ball?
That's what the live line just said.
Table tennis is what I meant to say, and I messed it up.
Prize number
payday?
Two is great fun with friends. It's a payday.
This
Shut
is
up.
The worst show ever.
This is not the worst show.
Terrible.
Look, what? Okay, he made it.
Whoa,
how
that's
far
a
did he
fake
get?
Audience.
Number four.
Is he going to make it?
Big deep breath, bend over, give it a try. He did it!
Yeah! Oh my gosh.
He won a Disneyland game. We had that. When I was a kid, we
oh
had that
gosh,
game.
This is
it was
so
a little
weird.
Train and it went around Disneyland. It was awesome. It was so much fun.
Right. You missed out on the wagon and the gift.
Somebody on the live line said, what kid watches TV on Sunday morning before church? I agree.
What?
Our kids were like, get ready. We don't have time. Turn the TV off.
I don't think I was allowed to.
We just had to prioritize. Guys, I mean, it was Bozo. SWAT Cats came on. Rugrats. Doug.
We're naming cartoons I don't even know.
Sunday morning cartoons were lame.
Wait, you guys don't know about SWAT Cats?
No. I don't know about SWAT Cats
either. Oh, man. SWAT Cats was awesome. I saw a dude at Comic-Con with a SWAT Cat shirt on, and I was like,
man, what? Props, bro. Somebody just chimed in and said, I watched Bozo, too.
Thank you.
Somebody else said, I watch Mojo every day before daycare. Mojo Jojo?
Yeah.
Mojo Jojo. Mojo Jojo. I don't know.
Steve-O, you got to learn about SWAT Cats.
I vaguely remember SWAT Cats because I think there was also a video game, and I was like, what?
Here we go.
This?
Prod up this computer over here.
Gosh, here we go.
Oh, snap. Hanna-Barbera. Look at this animation, though.
It's terrible.
No, it's not. It's legit. Whoa, what is that dinosaur thing? Oh, man, these are all people, but they're cats. This is a great show.
Oh, my gosh.
Watch out. Watch out, cat. Police officers. Oh, he's an evil magician cat. There's a giant clay monster. We gotta call some heroes. Ordinary mechanics. Or are they?
Okay.
No, they're the SWAT cat. Get in your jet. Look at this. Woo, from underground. Go fight the monsters. It was great, though.
Wow.
Someone
on the live line chimed in and said in the 90s they lived in Chicago and Super Sunday Show, before they went to church, they watched it every week, always hoping they'd get to see the $100 bucket challenge.
That's what I'm talking about. If you were a kid and you won that, it was like what happened on Price is Right yesterday.
Oh, I know.
By the way, did you guys hear about that?
No.
Yeah, I did. My buddy Bryant.
History.
My buddy Bryant, he was messaging me, and right as we were talking on Facebook, it happened.
Oh, snap.
And he flipped out, and we'll play the montage. I mean, the montage.
Don't look it up, Steve.
I'm not looking at anything.
It's unbelievable.
I think that's the first time this has ever happened.
I think it's happened once before.
Really?
Wait, what?
Yes, it's only happened, it's either once or twice.
Really?
No, well, now I want
to
look it up.
We have to wait.
We got to have the facts.
You have to wait.
We're journalists.
No, we're not.
I mean,
back to the news.
We're media people.
Women would have a harder time giving up their phone than their man.
Wow.
You must not know about me. You must not know about
Steve.
Me. You should have played that. If your wife or girlfriend ever has to make the choice between you or her phone, get ready. We got bad news for you, champ. A new survey found that more than a fifth of women say it would be harder to give up their phone than their significant other.
Wow.
The survey only asked women these questions, so we don't know if, number one, they were answered correctly, because it's women.
Gosh.
As a feminist, I can say that. And we don't know if men feel the same way. Number one. Here are a few more results. Women spend 12 hours more per week interacting with their phones than interacting with their family.
Wow.
Chrissy.
Yeah.
Number two, half of them check social media when they were on their honeymoon.
Oh.
And number three, 25% use their phone to check their personal emails during their honeymoon. 10% even check their work email.
Ugh. No.
Yes.
Put it away. Come on.
You must not know about me. You must not know about me. I'm telling you, that would have been the perfect song. A new study found the most empathetic countries in the world, based on how compassionate the people are. Ecuador came in first. The United States is seventh. And Lithuania is the least empathetic country, although the study didn't include places like Iran and North Korea because of lack of data.
Yeah, so that's gotta be North Korea.
Gotta be North Korea.
It has to
be. I mean, that dude got killed because he coughed during a meeting or something.
Yeah. But it was based on the people or on the government?
Well, the government is made up of people, Steve. I don't know if you knew about that.
Oh, man. Sorry. You're right. You're right.
Big show today. Coming up, 7:20. Mae Thomas from Team Miley on The Voice. Stephen Lang from Avatar will be on the show at 8:20. And I want to talk about this challenge that I think a lot of parents are having to deal with if you have a kid that's between the ages of 9 and 13. This, you know what I'm talking about, Steve-O? This challenge that's taken over the world. The kids are doing it everywhere.
No.
They've been doing it for probably a year now. Oh, and it's driving me nuts. We'll talk about it.
Is it the cinnamon challenge?
Nope. No, not the cinnamon challenge. Don't do that one. It's a bad one. This one actually won't hurt you.
No, this is something we want them to do?
Yeah, you can, but it's super annoying.
Oh, great. Oh, is it the bottle flipping challenge?
Yes.
Oh, I have stories.
Oh, good. We'll talk about it. It's New Music Tuesday. We'll be right back.
The Morning Invasion with Dax, Steve-O, and Tao.
We are back.
Ladies and gentlemen.
...708 on a New Music Tuesday.
Oh yeah, hot day of 80 degrees.
Go down.
Take a look at traffic! We got an accident, Osuna Road at Pan American Frontage Road also. Looks like there's an accident at Avenida Cesar Chavez and 25 northbound. A lot of congestion right there. I'm betting there's an accident. That's your look at traffic.
Traffic!
13 days until Halloween.
Halloween. It's creeping up.
19 days until daylight saving ends.
Excited about that.
49 years ago on this day in 1967, Walt Disney's The Jungle Book was released.
Jungle Book.
Still have never seen it.
That blows my mind, man.
But the remake was fantastic, mostly because I didn't know what was happening.
Beautiful.
You got to go back and watch the original.
Why, though? Because the new one was so good, I'm going to be like, eh. Although,
classic.
I did introduce my kids to a classic over the weekend. Yeah, I mean, not obviously it's not a classic, but to us, it was a fantastic film.
Mm-hmm.
Beauty and the Beast released on Blu-ray, you know, to commemorate the, I think it was the 25th anniversary.
Mm-hmm.
And man, that movie is still so good. Yeah, I'm a man!
Beauty and the Beast.
Took him also to see Finding Dory.
Was that good?
Nee.
Yeah.
Nee.
That's what Jaden said.
Oh, really?
Yeah, Jaden saw it. And I'm like, what was it like compared to the original?
No, that's the problem.
Yeah.
The original's phenomenal. Finding Nemo was classic and amazing. And this one still had the feels. It's Pixar, so you still cry.
Mm.
But it was so over-the-top fantastical that it was like, it was just really hard to believe that these little clownfish were like, we're going to go across the world to find your family. And a pigeon's going to fly us there.
Don't spoil it.
In a magic pail.
I haven't seen it yet.
With 3 ounces of water and we're still alive.
Was it the pail from Bozo? Because then it would work.
It was. I just had a really hard time with it. It was too fantastical.
I get that.
How old is Jean-Claude Van Damme today?
61. Oh, he's timeless. There's no age for him.
61.
Oh, man. He was my hero when I was a child. Bloodsport. So good.
Double Impact.
Street Fighter.
Lionheart. Remember that one?
Yeah, dude. Hard Target. Oh man.
Care Bears 3.
He was great in that.
What was the other one? Oh, Kickboxer. Yep. Oh, man. Let's see. You said 61? Mm-hmm. That was probably pretty good. I'll just say 60.
56.
Okay.
Mike Ditka.
Yeah. Ditka, he's 63.
70.
77.
Whoa.
Wow, we're way off today.
Chuck Berry. Johnny B. Goode.
Oh, 90.
89?
90.
Nice.
Good job. I read about it the other day.
Oh, that's cheating. Is that Ramon Perez?
Yes.
Oh, gosh.
All right, coming up here at 7:20 from The Voice, Mae Thomas from Team Miley will be joining us on the show.
Can't wait to ask her real questions about Miley Cyrus.
Oh,
this is happening. I'm getting real.
Good. Let's get into our New Music Tuesday.
Okay, this is a brand new single from Rapture Ruckus. It's called Tidal Wave. That's all I get.
585 Live. Text in or *88FM on Facebook. Tell us what you think about it.
I know you're waiting, been losing your mind. You're waiting.
wave is coming, just open your eyes.
Rapture Ruckus, Tidal Wave.
Open your eyes.
New Music Tuesday on Star 88s.
Open them.
What do you think, Starmy?
Yeah.
Is that your jam?
Yeah.
Is that your jammy jam? 338-37? No, you don't call us. You text us. 585-LIVE.
Oh. We got a call, though. We need to get to it.
Somebody on the live one said,
Dave.
Someone said, I'm feeling this track. Where do we go from here? Turn all the lights down, meow. Smile from ear to ear.
Call us back, Dave Meyer.
Somebody's got to say, I'm feeling this for me to stop.
No, we don't.
I'm feeling this.
The live line already said it. Bill said, these guys are white.
Okay.
Okay, Bill.
Wow.
Do we need to have a talk?
No, but here's the deal. If you're over the age of 60, you're allowed to talk like that because back in his day, that's how they spoke. Do you know what I mean?
He's set in his ways.
That's just it. So it was like, yeah. I don't mean anything
also,
by it. That's
Bill
the way
Peterson,
we speak in our culture.
Bill Peterson, quit being racist.
Thank you, Tao. That's exactly what it is. Somebody needs to call him out for what it is. Oh, man. Tell us what you think of all the new music this morning. Text us
man.
At 585-LIVE or go to Star88FM on Facebook. Here in just a few minutes, we'll be talking to somebody from The Voice. Are you still watching, Starmy? I don't know. Are you?
We tried.
But this person right here, Mae Thomas from Team Miley will be calling us. Is that how you pronounce that, May?
Yeah.
I would assume so.
I'm just trying to remember how you spelled it.
This girl is definitely not going to win.
What?
She's not very good.
I'm
honestly surprised people turned around. See? Did you hear that? It was like...
She didn't even say an English word there.
So, Monday night, last night, she advanced to the knockout rounds.
Did she?
Yeah.
She advanced?
Yeah.
What?
So did Ponciam Sanosanona.
This guy?
Yeah.
He'll be on the show coming up 8 o'clock hour.
So.
As we roll down.
She did a song by the Cardigans.
She's from, Mae Thomas is from Las Vegas, Nevada. Says here, Mae is very close with both of her divorced parents. Her mom is an insurance agent, and her dad, who introduced her to music at a young age, is a popular morning radio show DJ.
What?
From 101.7 FM. Okie Country.
Okie Country.
It's in Muskogee, Oklahoma.
Please say that again.
Muskogee, Oklahoma.
Yep. That's how you say it.
Muskogee?
Yeah.
Mae's husband, Grant, was in a touring indie band for several years. She joined him on tour, watching from backstage, hoping to one day have her breaking moment like him. Mm. So this is it. It says the band broke up in 2013, and both Mae and Grant have been waiting tables in Nashville and writing music together at home. Oh. Just waiting for that dream to drop. So, Mae Thomas, looks like her dream is happening. If she's made it to this round of The Voice, that's pretty good.
I'd say it's pretty good.
Heck yeah. She's on Team Miley Cyrus.
Mm-hmm. So. And she's like Miley. She was the one, she's like blonde, super quirky, crazy wardrobe. And it was like instantaneously you knew that's the one girl that should be with Miley. Because I don't know.
We got just a ray of sunshine on the live line. They say, I'm not watching The Voice, therefore I don't care about this interview. Thank you and have a nice day.
That's great.
We're going to need you to tone it down with the happiness a little bit. It's a little early. Just dial it back.
I love it.
Great.
Yeah, you know, I got on this Voice tour a few weeks ago because I thought we'd be talking about it, but looks like we kind of fell off.
Well.
Good morning.
Good morning, Dex.
It is. Good morning. It's Dex, yep. Tao, and
okay.
Steve-O.
Yep.
Tao and Steve-O. Okay, so I did get it right. I was like, Dex, Tao, and Steve-O.
Yes.
All right, guys. Well, I got Nate Thomas ready for you guys. She's ready to roll. Hard timeout is 9:30.
All right. How is she? Is she nice? Is she
okay? Well, we're about to talk to her.
Sweetheart.
Yeah, come on, man.
Just wanted to make sure.
As if they're coming. Stop it.
No, she was a jerk. You think I said no?
I know, right? Gosh, Dex.
Yeah. Well, if you would have said she's not nice, I would have just hung up.
No, man.
Yeah. What? You just called me a pill?
Yes.
Oh my gosh.
Oh, thank you. That was the best part of the interview already.
She's a real sweetheart. Hang on.
Amazing. Good. Thanks, man. Gosh, can a guy do a joke?
No.
All right, guys, you're on the line with Nate Thomas.
Hey,
yay! How's it going?
It's going. How you doing?
Good. It sounds like a party over there.
It's not.
It's always a party. That's our morning wacky morning show.
That is why we were excited to have you
wacky.
On.
We're wacky.
Because oh my gosh, we are definitely not that. Excited to have you on because we all, you know, on again, off again, voice fans, honestly. And so it was really cool to have somebody from Team Miley. I got to tell you, this is Steve-O, and from the moment you stepped out on stage, I knew that if Miley turned around, that's who you're going with, because you guys are like kindred spirits. Is that cool to say?
Absolutely, yeah.
So what has it been like? Because, you know, I'm a huge Alicia Keys fan. I've watched The Voice for years, so it's like, you know Blake, you know Adam, Alicia Keys is, well, Alicia Keys, but the wild card is Miley Cyrus. What's it like being on Team Miley?
Oh my gosh, I just have so much pride being on Team Miley. She's such an amazing coach. I mean, you just have no idea how real and genuine she is. She cares so much about her team. She's there when she doesn't have to be. She's, you know, constantly in contact, wanting to make sure that you're doing amazing, because, you know, she's been in this business for a long time, so she knows what it's like, and she knows kind of what a crazy whirlwind this is for everybody, and she's there making sure that, you know, everyone's good and feeling like they're being true to themselves and their artistry, and having that kind of guidance, I just can't even imagine going through this experience without it.
May, what happens behind the scenes? Is there anything fun that happens behind the scenes? Are you guys hanging out together? How much time do you guys get to spend with, you know, Miley? Is it just, you know, a quick, here's some advice on your performance, here's what I want you to work on? Tell us a little bit about that.
She goes above and beyond to make sure that we have all the time in the world with her. I mean, you know, we are there for the filming, and she just makes the most of every single moment. Really cool, whenever we were there for with Joan Jett, she afterwards gave us all T-shirts that for the Happy Hippie Foundation on the front, and then it says hashtag Team Miley on the back. And the fact that I have a shirt that Miley Cyrus gave to me.
Right.
My family thinks it's pretty cool. All my friends think, I mean, I think it's like the coolest thing ever.
That's cool.
But the fact that I have something that she gave me to show for, like, that's so cool, like, that she thought of us in that kind of way to have those shirts made, like, that's so cool.
Yeah.
Dude, so you made it to
the kind of person she is.
Yeah.
That's awesome.
You made it to the knockout round, but we didn't get to see the full battle. So,
yeah.
What's more important? Like, were you stoked that you made it to the knockout rounds, or were you like, dude, they didn't get to see me perform the Cardigans, and the Cardigans are freaking amazing?
What song did you do?
Oh my god. Okay, so we did For What It's Worth by the Cardigans, which is actually one of my favorite songs from one of my favorite albums of all time.
Yeah!
I was so blown away because Miley picked that song for us. I was flipping out because, I mean, I don't know a lot of people that know, you know, that album. And that, especially that song, I mean, just all of it, I was flipping out. Like, oh my gosh, like, I'm getting to do this song on The Voice. Like, this is one of my, like, the album is one of my biggest musical influences.
Mm-hmm.
And so anyway, I was just geeking out. It was so cool. And my partner Kalia and I, we had so much fun singing together. We're like, she's like my little sister. I mean, you spend a lot of time together when you're preparing to sing the battles together. So, I actually got sick before the second day of rehearsals, and I couldn't go. And so I missed that practice with Joan Jett and the band and Miley.
No.
And so after our performance, that's something that Miley brought up whenever she picked me because, you know, I missed that time of practice and I still came prepared. And I was so excited to be going to the knockouts. You just never know what your coach is looking for.
Right.
And Kalia and I were very similar, but very, very different at the same time. So I am just so thankful that I was what she was looking for.
Dude, were you, how nervous were you considering it's like you missed the practice, Joan Jett. I mean, obviously everybody's quote friends on the show, but the point is you want to win The Voice. So you're missing the rehearsal and thinking, dude, did you think you were just flat going home?
It was one of those things that I knew how much I could be behind.
Yeah.
So I just had to let myself not think about it. And I just had to work extra hard. And I just, you know, stayed home and practiced instead of going to dinner with everybody and, you know, that kind of thing. So, but I'm like, you know, I'll let myself be sad about missing that experience with Joan and Miley later. I'm just not going to think about it right now. It's not going to do me any good.
Yeah.
And I'm just going to put work in so I can have more experiences in the future. I mean,
yes.
It sucks missing out on that, but if I work hard, I can have even more of those and, you know, they won't hurt as bad.
Dude, awesome. That's cool. Perfect.
So
perfect.
Your husband used to tour in an indie band and you used to what band was he in, if you don't mind me asking?
Yeah, his band's called, it was called Progress and Color.
Okay.
And they toured a lot and they did like just indie rock, like pop influences for sure. Like, you know, The Cure, Tears for Fears, that kind of stuff. They recorded an incredible album and, I'm just so inspired by him and by his band and the music that they made.
That's awesome. And so you're from Oklahoma. You live in Nashville now.
That's right.
Awesome.
Yeah, I'm from Broken Arrow, Oklahoma, which is the Tulsa area.
Yeah, I know exactly. I used to also tour in a band, and I lived in Nashville for a while.
Yeah.
Nice.
Oh, awesome.
He was in Linkin Park.
What I'm telling
Stop
you is,
it right now.
I know where you live.
Yeah.
Very strange.
Yep, there you go.
It's very
there you
strange.
Go. I love it. Dude, we are so stoked. I was a bummer that we didn't get to see the full battle, but absolutely stoked that you made it to the knockout round. So congratulations on that, May. You're amazing.
Thank you so much. Thank you so much.
All right. Good luck to you, May. We'll be watching.
Thank you, guys.
All right.
Have a great one.
You too. All
right. Why'd you hang up? Taking me slow,
but it's not typical. May Thomas, that's her right there.
Dude, imagine getting sick the day of rehearsals.
Yeah, yeah.
And it's like my competition, my direct competition, is practicing with Joan Jett and Miley Cyrus right now, and I'm at home. I love that she talked about the fact that she just put in the work, even though that night they all went to dinner and she chose to stay home so that she could put the work in.
Yeah.
Because a lot of times, I think, for us, we want to have those instant gratification experiences where it's like, but I want this now. I want this now. And if we don't have patience in something, we could potentially ruin or lose out on something greater that God has for us in the future. And so the fact that she chose to stay home and miss out on that, hoping and knowing that, man, if
dedicated,
I knock this out, I can move on. And she still won the battle round. That's amazing.
Kudos.
I'm glad she told that.
Guys, real quick, I know it's a little off time, but we need to cover traffic.
It's cray-cray, dog.
There's a big accident, I-25 North at Lead Avenue, and it's backed up all the way to the Sunport exit. So if you're 25... northbound. Also, 25 southbound off of Paseo, there's an accident at Osuna and Pan American that's starting to cause some headaches on 25 there. You guys be really careful this morning. That's your quick look at traffic.
All right, when we come back, we'll talk about this challenge that kids are constantly doing.
Driving it crazy.
We'll be right back.
The Morning Invasion with Dex, Steve-O, and Teo on Star 88.
What's going on in the news today?
Republicans, including House Speaker Paul Ryan and Donald Trump's running mate, Mike Pence, have tried to pour cold water on the idea of a rigged election. But Trump himself keeps fanning the flames. Trump tweeted, quote, "Of course there is large-scale voter fraud happening on and before Election Day. Why do Republican leaders deny what's going on? So naive."
Parts of the Pacific Northwest are cleaning up after severe storms. Thousands of homes and businesses lost power.
North Carolina Governor Pat McCrory says things are beginning to return to normal in his state. McCrory saying that includes the reopening of several stretches of a vital interstate highway passing through North Carolina.
Got the news that I-95 is reopened. That's going to have major positive impact.
The Iraqi military has begun a major offensive to push Islamic State militants from the city of Mosul.
The Obama administration said high school graduation rate is above 83%. That is the highest it's ever been.
Sorry, just talking about Supergirl hello, off air, hello. You know, the it's new Superman.
Hello, 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 hello.
Good morning.
Beware of the blob, it creeps and leaps.
Ooh,
and glides and slides across
it.
The floor, right through the door, and all around the wall, a splotch, a blotch.
I am not afraid of the blob because of this song. Like, I need it to instill fear in me.
We just interviewed Mae Thomas from The Voice, and somebody chimed in on the live line. Shout out to Los Alamos. They said, "Hey, I went to high school with Mae. She's a sweetheart and a Christian."
Okay, speaking of Halloween songs.
Pretty cool.
This isn't a Halloween song,
Bad
but
Moon
this
Rising?
Always reminds me of Halloween.
Really?
Well, that's because it's, yes. It's a creepy song.
Well, I know that, but it just doesn't sound like a Halloween song.
Yes, it does, and
yes,
they
does.
Used it in multiple
listen,
creepy movies.
Listen. It's getting real creepy outside.
Okay. I see bad times today. That is never on
now
the
listen,
list of
listen,
Halloween
listen.
Hits.
Don't worry there's a bad moon on
it's
the
about,
right.
It's about werewolves. This is absolutely a
there's
Halloween song.
A clown dude
why
on,
isn't
the
on the
west
list?
Side.
Why isn't on the list, guys?
Who made
hey,
the list?
Stop it. Did you hear what I just said?
I hear you.
There's a clown dude on the west side.
Wait, is that real?
I just made that up. It's the remix. Oh. You guys can have it.
Guys,
you're welcome.
I like
it was
the blob
in American
song.
Werewolf in London. The classic.
Yeah, I know.
That just
doesn't,
rising.
It doesn't scream Halloween to me.
Oh.
My bad.
See, that's funny because when I was a kid, I remember going to Kilmichael, Mississippi, creepy name town.
Yeah, I was going to say.
That's where my grandparents lived. And we went out for Halloween. We went trick-or-treating. And we were riding around, and that song came on, and Monster Mash and Thriller, you know, all those. But then that song came on, and it really scared me because I started listening to the lyrics, and
you
I'm
scared?
Just a little kid, and I was like, oh no, the moon is about to come out.
Oh man, what's going to happen?
Hurricanes and lightning.
What's going to happen?
What needed to happen was one, the only, oh, okay.
Are you
Scott
afraid?
Stapp needed to redo that classic.
Don't you do this.
Therefore,
don't you do
taking
it.
Away the fear from you, man. He was trying to do something great.
Yeah.
With Creedence Clearwater Steve Ivel. But unfortunately, it just never got off the ground.
Boo. Okay.
You know what we need to do is erase our memory of the Creedence Clearwater Steve.
Steve Ivel.
We need to erase that. And what we can do it is with the new Disciple single.
Oh!
Which is called Erase. This is from the brand new record. It came out Friday called Long Live the Rebels, produced by Aaron Sprinkle.
Nice.
So the whole record sounds different for Disciple. This is the first single, and we want to know what you guys think about it. Facebook.com/star88FM.
That's new Disciple.
I think that's a slam dunk.
Erase.
Dude.
New Music Tuesday on Star 88. Yeah, I think that's a good song.
I'll tell you what. I haven't always been a Disciple fan. Maybe it's just because they were like
what?
The, I know they were like the poster boy metal band of the Christian industry
nah.
And for some reason it just was like
I always liked them as people, but was never super into the band. That has to be my immediate favorite Disciple song I've ever heard.
Disciple was our first big tour, and it was, they're great dudes.
They are.
All of the iterations of the band, which now it's Kevin, who was in Disciple, Josiah, who was in Philmont, Andrew, who was in I Am Empire, and then Joey, who was in After Edmund.
Wow.
They're all in the band now.
Dude, I absolutely loved that track. That was amazing.
Good.
Good job, Aaron Sprinkle, as well.
Sprinky.
Tell us what you think about it, Starmy. You can text in at 585-LIVE or Star88FM on Facebook. Good morning. Let's check the roads out there, Tao.
That's that.
Traffic. Yeah, there's a lot going on. Accident Osuna Road at Pan American Freeway, or the frontage road there, and it is backing up 25 southbound around the Alameda and Paseo exits. Also, 25 northbound, there's an accident at Lead Avenue. That is now backed all the way up past the Sunport exit. Looks like all the way to Rio Bravo. And there's a lot of congestion on 40 eastbound to the west of Unser, all the way to Coors. So there might be another accident there. You guys be really careful this morning. Quite a few accidents in the area. That's your look at traffic.
This traffic update brought to you by Bear Canyon CrossFit, located at 9533 Osuna, Suite B. For more information, check out BearCanyonCrossFit.com or 505-293-2101. That's 505-293-2101. Thanks again to Bear Canyon CrossFit for this traffic update.
She sounded really sweet.
Sweet bae. Okay.
Sweet bae. Oh, thank you, guys.
Just real quick, by the way, let's see, 810, we have Ponciano from Team Adam on The Voice, and then 820, Stephen Lang. From Tombstone, Avatar,
Terra Nova.
Terra Nova.
Don't Breathe.
Mm-hmm.
Wait a second, guys. Something crazy just happened.
What?
Check your Twitters, all of you.
I don't have a Twitter. Dex.
Steve-O, check your Twitter.
You can follow me
at
Dex Toth on Instagram or Facebook. Okay.
Your personal one.
Checking it. Whoa!
Tell me, I want to know.
May Thomas.
She followed us.
She just started following us on the old Twitter.
She didn't follow Star 88, though, just us.
Right on.
Nice.
I followed her back. Let's see what she has to say.
Right on.
Yeah,
we just got off the phone with May Thomas from Team Miley Cyrus on The Voice.
What a sweetheart.
She was. Yeah. She was super nice. That's cool. All right. Okay, let me talk about this challenge.
No.
And I want to know if any other parents are dealing with this challenge that their kids are constantly doing. So Landon does this nonstop from the time he gets home. Even when he is at the basketball court, he takes his water with him and he flips it. It's the bottle, water bottle challenge. It's where you fill your water bottle up a third of the way and then you just flip it and you try to make it land standing right side up. And Teo did it the first time. He's like, give me that water bottle. And he did it the first time. He nailed it. Steve and I are sitting there trying to get it. And then he's like, give me that thing. And he landed it the first time.
Boo.
Well, I had a little practice.
I was going to say, that was my very first ever attempt because I was trying to refuse. But
it's a fun game.
I hate this challenge.
No, man, it passes the time like no other game. It's great.
If you're the one doing it...
It's great.
It's fun, but if your kids are doing
what's up there?
Oh, my gosh. You just want to die.
Here, watch out. This could hurt stuff.
Okay. Here goes Tao.
Oh, you're going to put it up there?
Star88.fm. You can jump on the that called?
Oh, you almost nailed that. Tao's really good at this.
Well, I don't know. He's going to break stuff.
Apparently, there's a kid who just broke the world record. He did it 200 times in a row.
200. Come on, Tao. Come on. Oh, now people are watching.
Yeah, pressure's
getting
on.
Embarrassing. He did it.
Up, see?
Third time's a charm, babies.
That was like the fifth.
Third time's a charm.
See, this is what Landon used to do. He used to have me film him doing it nonstop.
Right.
And then we would take all the ones that he'd actually do and make it into a montage.
Okay.
I believe it's pronounced montage.
Then he would post it on his little thing that he does.
We got so many people chiming in when we mentioned the water bottle flipping challenge thingy. Apparently it's a big deal. So much so that like we had a teacher say that it's pretty well banned in her classroom. And yeah. Gosh.
Good morning.
Yeah.
Good morning. There's
whole YouTube channels dedicated to this thing.
I know. I've been watching them all morning long.
Man, people that do YouTube channels are so stupid.
I know. Yeah, I feel dumber for watching them, too.
Here's the thing, though, is that
my little guy, he wants to try to get them from, like, cap to cap, or, you know, one's on standing up, and then he wants the other one pointing down. Mm-hmm. Yeah.
Huh.
I've tried this stuff, and...
That's awesome.
I didn't know he was doing that until I saw the YouTube channel and went, oh, I thought he was just, you know, passing time.
Man, it is a thing.
Yeah. Kids all around the world are doing this.
But I'll tell you what, it's wonderful. Like, it'll pass the time. You look down, you're like, whoa, 45 minutes?
Gosh,
I will say this, though. I'm glad they're doing this and not eating or sniffing or doing something that hurts them.
Yeah.
That's very, very true. Yeah. But it could hurt the stucco on my house.
Stucco is fine.
Man. Yesterday, I got home, and I normally am like, I got to take a nap. I'm old, apparently.
I gotta
or we
take
get
a
up
nap.
At, you know, 3:30 a.m. Sure. So it's like, we got to go. I got to take a nap so that I'm functional and don't scream at my family. And they were all already home because they took the day off.
Beautiful.
So I go upstairs. I'm like trying to take a nap, but we have a balcony like in our bedroom, like the master where Chrissy and I are. There's a balcony, and Jack was on the balcony up top, and Luke was in the backyard, and he was, yes, this is what I'm hearing over and over.
Let's hear it.
Except it was way worse than that. It sounded like a freight train. They were using a Gatorade bottle because it's like harder apparently. And they're throwing. Okay, this is what I'm hearing.
Man, I love
over
it.
And over.
Nope.
Yeah.
Wow. Okay.
Yeah, that's a lot.
Okay. If you could just, I don't know, maybe not.
Dude,
okay.
This is a cool. We should record this.
Oh my gosh.
Oh god.
Yes!
So finally, I'm like, "Would you knock it off?" Luke was downstairs in the backyard. Whoa!
You broke it.
Dropped. There's no top there.
Oh,
it just
cool.
fell all the way down to the ground.
And it is leaking.
And there's water.
Oh, yeah.
That's all the electronics.
Ah!
Oh, God.
Ah!
It's right there. Get it.
Oh, my gosh. That was...
You are worse than my children. There's water all over the electronics.
Why is there a spark? I see a spark.
Wait a second.
If we go off the air, I would like to point out that Dex Toth...
He's doing it again.
Okay.
Two in a row, guys.
Two in a row.
Okay, so yesterday I'm trying to take a nap, and Jack and Luke are doing what Dexter over here is continuously doing, flipping a bottle from the backyard, trying to land it on the ledge of the balcony.
Beautiful.
Like, this is how far they've come that it's like, psh, dropping it from, just flipping it onto a table, that's child's play. Now they're going multi-level, trying to get it onto the ledge of our balcony. And it's
hours.
Obnoxious. Yes,
yeah.
And that's all they're doing. And I want to pretend like there's got to be like a life skill that this fits into, or like it's going to help their like mechanics in baseball, but really?
Yeah.
Really?
It helps with concentration and
maybe
focus.
Like arm strength. Does it build up arm strength if you're constantly doing it for hours a day?
Somebody on the live line said, my nephew Andreas and his best friend Luke, yes, Steve-O's son, do that nonstop.
Non-stop.
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm.
Did you say Andreas? Because it's Andres.
Andres.
I think it's Andale is how it's pronounced. Andale.
Shout out to Andres.
Andaleas.
Yeah, now that I think about it, I'm glad kids are doing this.
Oh, next level. Landed on the cap.
Yeah, Landon told me that he's seen somebody do that.
No, I don't believe that.
Yeah, I don't think that's... You can't do that. That's impossible.
Nothing is impossible with God.
Well, that's true.
Wow.
That is true. I don't know. I wanted to throw it out there because it's kind of this big trend and...
Beautiful trend.
I don't know. I guess I was going to try to do away with it, but now I'm thinking,
okay,
you know what? This is a good
everywhere.
Thing. This is a good thing, guys.
Maybe don't land it on the cap when the cap isn't on straight because water is everywhere.
It says it's proven that if you do popular challenges on your YouTube channel, you will get tons of views because people will search the challenge and find your channel.
Huh. Okay, coming up this week on Standby, we're going to be doing bottle flipping for 3 hours.
You know what? Coming up, we're going to do a whole segment on our YouTube channel. I don't care anymore. I don't care. I'm sick of having only 3 subscribers. I just want to get to 5. That's my goal.
We're not going to get any more subscribers.
I know, but we never talk about it on the on the morning show. That's why nobody knows we do it.
Well,
that's
not. We have to.
Different, and we don't want it to be.
Well, of course it's separate, but why can't we just like do a little plug-ola thing?
Watch this.
That's illegal. I know, is right. Why.
Oh, you nailed it!
That didn't count.
This has been the worst radio we've ever done.
Yeah, I love this it. Was your stupid fault.
It was. This was my fault. My bad.
Bottle flipping challenge. How did this start? Does anybody know the origins
was it,
of
was it that YouTube? That kid?
The kid
I
at the talent
that,
show?
That talent show YouTube kid.
Yeah, this kid, he was at a talent show. He walks out with a water bottle, and then he flips it, lands it, and the whole place
just
erupts.
It erupts into insanity and glory. It's wonderful.
I think that's where it started.
Huh. And now it's I will say, like you so eloquently put it, I'm glad kids are doing this instead of like the cinnamon challenge or something that can harm them. Yeah. So
eating
at least
ghost
it's
peppers.
Just, however, it was harmful to their health yesterday when my kids were doing it onto the balcony because they kept like hitting the window where I'm like trying
we're
to
in
sleep.
The window!
Oh gosh.
Thanks for calling.
Yeah.
All right, we gotta take a quick break here. Just a quickie. When we come back. From The Voice, Ponciano from Team Adam. Also, Stephen Lang from Avatar. He'll be on the show.
Dude, I am so stoked.
We also have 2 tricks for clearing a stuffy nose. If you got a stuffy nose, we'll give you a couple tricks on how to clear it. And a viral Albuquerque video sparks debate. We'll be right back.
Morning Invasion with Dax, Steve-O, and Teo.
We are back.
Ladies and gentlemen.
New Music Tuesday. Welcome to the show. It is 8:02.
Hi today of 80 degrees.
There's a lot. There's another accident. Something is going on over around Coors and 40. It's backed up all the way to Nalaska. Or no, to... Nalasco Road West, Northwest. Also, there's an accident. 2 lanes are blocked now, I-25 north at Lead. That means it's backed up all the way down to Broadway Boulevard. That's way south of that.
Mm-hmm.
And a new accident, 2 lanes are blocked, I-40 west at Louisiana. That's backed up all the way beyond Eubank. And we've got that big accident, Osuna Road at Pan American Frontage Road. And that's clogging up 25 southbound around the Paseo exit. You guys be really careful today. If you're stuck in traffic, roll your window down, tell your neighbor, hey, put it on 88.3.
Hey.
Let's enjoy the morning together. That's your look at traffic.
Traffic!
Hey! Why don't you just roll your window down and listen to the radio and quit complaining?
New Music Tuesday.
Bill!
We have another contestant from The Voice coming up here. 8:10. Ponciano.
Hold on to me as we go.
Be like, hello, Pancho Villa. Thank you for being on our morning show. Love you here.
You know, we were just talking about the water bottle challenge and YouTube and, you know, the fact that we have a YouTube channel that nobody watches. this guy
Stop.
Has a lot of followers now because he decided... Because he loves Smash Mouth so much, it's his favorite band in the world. He takes other songs and mashes in Smash Mouth.
Wow.
And it's actually pretty good.
Somebody once told me the world is gonna roll me. I ain't the sharpest tool in the shed. She was looking kind of dumb with her finger and her thumb in the shape of an L on her forehead. Well, the years start coming and they don't stop coming. Fed to the rules and they hit the ground running. It makes sense, that's a live for.
This guy has...
Man, that's wonderful!
437,000...
He made
evidence
so
about
much
to go
better.
Subscribe. I'm subscribing our page to this guy.
Yep. He has almost 7,000 subscribers, and this is all he does.
Somebody.
Daddy once told me the world is gonna roll me. I ain't the sharpest tool in the shed.
Okay, I told this to Lauren yesterday. My friend Robin at church, she watches our YouTube channel with her kids, and she said, I think you guys are really funny, and it's very clever, but I think you're trying too hard. Because she said the videos her kids watch are like people opening up presents.
Yeah, or this guy.
This. And I think she's right.
Yeah, we're trying too hard.
I think we're trying too hard. You just have to think of something that is miserable or something that you think no one would watch.
That's true.
And everybody watches it.
Yeah.
You'll never know if you don't go.
Brilliant. Just brilliant.
Go!
You'll never shine if you don't glow. Hey now, you're an all-star.
Oh my gosh. This is ridiculous.
Well, yeah, and it has 437,000 views. So who's ridiculous? All right, it's New Music Tuesday. We got to get into this.
Quality Tam just texted us. There's a car in the golf course right there off of Osuna.
What?
Like over by the gym?
I think.
Is that where that is? Or is, no,
there's
or is
a golf
this a... Cor-
well, yeah, Osuna,
there's a park
down there.
Yeah, there's a golf course
there's a golf
right
course there.
That's nuts. Wow. There's a car in the golf...
Hope they're okay.
Your car, excuse me, your car is in the golf course.
Dude, that's a crazy photo.
Like wrecked what? Or
it's,
driving?
It's just in
it's
there.
In
it looks like it jumped the fence.
Yeah.
The fence is still in place.
Do you not have your phone? She texted all of us.
Dex.
There is a car in the golf course that looks like a Royo del Oso, right?
Huh. Tell me that after they wrecked, they're okay, number one, but the driver got out and said, that's what I call a hole in one.
Okay.
And then fell over.
There are officers and firefighters on the scene.
That's
so,
what I call
That's good. But man, oh man, there is a car in the golf course.
Okay.
Right, let's jump into this.
New Music Tuesday. This is a brand new single from Attaboy. It's called Set Sail. Dex and I really enjoyed it in the 6 o'clock hour. You guys tell us what you think. Facebook.com/star88FM or text us 585 Live. This is not the song. Dex. Play the.
Okay.
Thank you.
Attaboy.
Set
Sail. New Music Tuesday. Tell us what you think about it. Go to our Facebook page, Star88FM, or you can text in at 585 Live.
Beautiful. Speaking of live,
joining us from The Voice.
This is The Voice.
Ponciano.
Ponciano, yes, sir.
Ponciano, welcome to the show from Team Adam on The Voice. You're from Vandenberg Air Force Base in California.
Yes.
You know, I was born in Vandenberg, but I currently reside and spent most of my adult years in San Antonio, Texas. So that's where I'm at now.
Nice.
San Antone.
You're right next door to us. We're Albuquerque, New Mexico.
My sister-in-law and her husband live in San Antonio.
Mm.
Beautiful place. Great place to come
visit. I'm glad you guys are best friends. I'm glad you know them.
Yeah.
Dude.
All right. Well, man, congratulations on making it this far on The Voice.
Because, A million thanks.
Yeah, your life is just going to change so much. How has it changed so far? Is your phone blowing up a lot? Are you just getting...
You know, so ever since the blind audition, life has changed drastically. It's definitely been a moment in the spotlight, and I think it'll continue to be. I had to turn I was smart about it, and I turned all my notifications off on my phone. You know, I turned everything off just so my phone wouldn't blow up, literally.
Do you have a Galaxy?
In my pocket.
You gotta get rid of that Note, man.
That Note 7, man. It's bad.
Get rid of that.
Right, exactly. And I have an iPhone, so I was really scared. You know,
nice.
I was like, I don't want it to turn into a Samsung kind of thing. But, you know, So eventually when I turned my notifications back on, I couldn't keep up. You know, I wanted to go and comment back to everybody. I wanted to like everybody's comment just so I could really show, hey, I'm here, I'm listening to you guys, but it's almost impossible. Because there's just too much stuff to look at.
It's crazy.
But, it's been unbelievable. It's been one of the, first of all, the greatest experiences I've ever been in. Just this journey on The Voice, and being able to share it with everybody, is tremendous. It's a great experience.
I thought it was fantastic that you, for your audition, rocked an American Idol song, which was kind of ironic and hilarious. But, dude, I gotta tell you, man, I'm not like, you know, an American Idol type guy, but for some reason, Phillip Phillips was that one artist that stood out that was like, this dude is legit. And you took an amazing song and made it even better. So congrats
Thank
on that.
Thank you so much.
Because that was just phenomenal.
I totally agree.
Dude, loved it.
Phillip Phillips, he's amazing. He is definitely that one Idol artist that always stuck out as somebody really original.
Yes.
And really true to the music, and I'm really glad that I performed that song.
Mm. So speaking of being original, because I mean you seriously made it your own, and it was fantastic. And then the knockout rounds happened, and we didn't get to see the full battle.
I mean
the battle rounds happened, so you made it to the knockouts, but we didn't get to see the full battle of you.
Sadly.
I know, right? Frustrating.
Trust me.
So you're like, dude, I just crushed an Ed Sheeran song, and nobody's going to get to see the cool
I know
man.
I know it.
So is there one song that you're like holding out for right now that you're like, no, you thought the Phillip Phillips was the jam. Wait till I do this.
Yeah, so I mean, you know, I was really holding out for that one. You know, Adam chose that for me and Elia, and I was ready. You know, when I first got the news, I freaked out. You know, they told us what we were singing, and in my heart, it just kind of exploded. I was like, oh, it is game on. Mm. We're going to crush this. We're going to, you know, so I made Home my own. Ed Sheeran's like my favorite artist, you know, so I'm like, oh, God, this is game over. And Tenerife C is just a beautiful song, and it's like, oh, man. So, you know, I put a lot of work in. Me and Elliot both, we practiced a lot, you know, harmonizing and just figuring out what we were going to do. And I got to be honest, that was probably one of my, you know, out of my whole music career playing and gigging everywhere, that was probably one of my favorite things to do, that song in general, just because talk about emotion and heart-wrenching, you know.
Yeah.
So we did that. We recorded the iTunes, and then, you know, I'm watching with everybody else, just like everybody else on TV. And it got montaged, sadly, and oh man, my heart kind of sank a little bit because I really wanted the world to see that one because it just absolutely killed.
So they didn't tell you ahead of time, like, hey, bro, you got montaged.
You know, they don't tell us, and I think that's for the best because, you know, they have to do it to somebody. I understand
right.
the reasoning. They can't show every single performance every time, but. You know, I think I'm glad they don't tell you because if they tell me, then I'm probably just going to be in a sour mood all day, all night. I'm not going to want to have a viewing party with my friends and family. I'm just going to be all mad, you know, in any case, and if they tell me, you know, hey, you're going to get montaged and I'm just not going to watch it, you know, I mean, I would obviously watch it anyway, but I think they don't want people not to watch it and still share it with everybody and tell everybody to watch. So, I don't blame them at all for not telling me, but, you know, it stings a little bit.
I hear you, man.
Dude.
Well, good luck to you,
we are
Ponciano.
Stoked, man.
You know, and all that you do, the success on the show, and just thank you for calling us. And what tonight we have another episode.
Another episode tonight.
Tonight's another episode. It should be the last episode of the battle round. So definitely, everybody tune in. It's going to be a great one.
Now,
I'm excited to see what happens.
Can you tell us yet what you're doing for the knockouts?
I can't tell you just yet.
Okay.
It's definitely a surprise, but I think you guys will love it.
Word.
You guys will
Beautiful.
Love it.
Yes.
All right. Ponciano.
Yeah, dude.
Team Adam.
Thank you, guys.
The
love
Voice.
It, man. Thank you.
Take care, buddy.
Woo!
He's pretty good.
I will say, man, I was impressed with that cover because I am a Phillip Phillips fan. He was a genuine artist on that regurgitated karaoke show called American Idol.
Beautiful.
Mm-hmm. They all are, man. You know what I mean?
Yeah.
But you can tell when somebody has a genuine passion for. Oh man, I was a Phillip Phillips fan. So he did a good job.
Well, coming up here in 4 minutes.
You've seen him time and time again.
Okay.
Welcome to Pandora, folks.
Welcoming you places.
You're not in Kansas anymore.
And reminding you.
Welcome to Terra Nova, folks.
You're not in Kansas anymore.
Guess where you ain't? Kansas? Not anymore.
His name is Stephen Lang.
Gosh, can we play that for him?
Yeah, it's a pretty funny video. But Stephen Lang, you know him from Avatar.
Yes.
Y'all know me. This blew my mind. He played Ike in Tombstone.
Yeah, dude, he was Ike.
I didn't even realize that.
Yeah.
Because everybody hated Ike.
Well, I mean, that could be a good thing, though, for acting. Do you know what I mean?
Yeah, totally.
Like, Joaquin Phoenix, I couldn't even look at for years because of Gladiator. It's like, you were the best villain, and I hate you.
Skyler from good Breaking acting. Bad.
Ugh. Yeah. Yeah.
Yeah, good actor.
He did a phenomenal job, and honestly, I mean, he crushed it in Avatar, and then went on to basically reprise that role in a TV show called Terra Nova that I loved! That they canceled!
How old is Stephen Lang?
Stephen Lang, I believe, is 64.
How because...
66.
You look at that guy.
Who won? Who guessed?
Oh.
Well, I did. I won.
Oh, I thought
he was born in 52, so that means... 64!
64.
Yes!
Man, he is in incredible shape.
Yeah. Thanks, man.
For that age. I hope that I look that good when I'm... that old.
Back at Comic-Con 2011, NYCC, when they were talking Terra Nova, he actually broke out his Ike Clanton. He did an Ike Clanton impression.
That's cool.
I guess it's not an impression if that's you.
Hey,
that's
speaking true. Of NYCC, if you guys want to see my favorite costume that I saw at NYCC, you got to go to my Instagram.
Nice!
I posted a picture of it.
Beautiful!
It's my favorite costume.
Beautiful!
So, Stephen Lang, he's in a new movie called Beyond Glory. It's based on a book in which two dozen veterans shared their battlefield experiences. The movie is produced by James Cameron. Lieutenant Dan. Gary is Lieutenant Dan and Forrest Gump. I guess he's in it. It's open in limited release, and it's currently available on demand. So, guys,
man,
it's pretty good. Good morning.
Good morning, Howard the Sazerac.
Yeah.
I feel so left out.
I never got a chance to meet you, Dex.
I know.
Stayed behind, but I met your two partners, and they're wonderful people.
Yeah, dude, Carl, it was so good hanging out with you, man.
I'm so glad.
It really was. It was really a lot of fun. I didn't realize you guys were former rock stars and all the other stuff you told me.
Yeah, it was good, man. It was good. Mm-hmm. So, I'm excited to move to Manhattan, and you teach me the ropes for voice acting.
Yeah.
We're gonna bike to work together every day. It's gonna be great.
It's gonna be awesome, dude.
Yes,
love it.
I love it. So okay. There you go.
Are you ready for Stephen Lang?
Dude, never been
ready.
More ready.
We're so ready.
Okay, here we go.
All right.
Carl. Love Carl. That guy.
Stephen, going down to Albuquerque, New Mexico to talk to Dex, Steve-O, and here they are.
Yes.
Stephen, how are you?
Woo! I'm doing well. How are you, fellas?
Fantastic.
Honored to talk to you.
Yeah. Absolutely. Man, I got to tell you, Teo and I, we just got back from New York Comic Con because we're nerds and we were out there covering it. And
I'm a nerd.
Been a comic fan pretty much my whole life, and I will tell you, sir, immediately, my all-time favorite character is this obscure X-Force leader named Cable. So I am pining for you, my friend, and have been since I saw you in Avatar and Terra Nova. Mm-hmm. You are my childhood Cable.
Well, you gotta make some noise.
Yeah, man. Seriously, phenomenal. And speaking of Avatar, obviously... fantastic, but I was also a huge fan of Terra Nova. That show was amazing. Who do I need to talk to get that back?
I think that one's, that one might be, that's kind of a cold case at this point.
I know, so sad.
Great one. I was very sad.
Yeah,
and kind of shocked when they canceled, because I thought we were just getting into gear.
Totally.
Yeah,
totally.
Yep. Steven, don't you feel like they should now, with all the streaming that's going on, don't you think they should give it at least two or three
seasons?
Yeah, like, why do they
give
do
it
that?
Time to find its footing?
Yeah.
You know, I think that they're, it's hard to say. I think that there were a lot of politics involved with that in a way. You know, there's only so much airtime, and they have obligations and blah, 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 blah. Yeah. But sure, I think under other circumstances, they would have given it room to breathe and grow and everything. But it wasn't to be, so you just go on.
Yeah. Amen.
Yeah. Life of an actor.
Well, what's interesting, speaking of going on, is your character, spoiler alert to anybody who somehow has not seen, like, you know, the biggest film in all of the history of the world, Avatar, but... you don't make it to the end of the film, and yet IMDb is telling me you're going to be in about three more Avatars. How surprised were you to find that out?
Well, actually, I'm going to be in four more Avatars.
Wow! So,
good for you.
You know, look, Jim Cameron told me a long time ago, before, and this is a matter of public record, he said it to the press many times, that... that he liked the character, that people liked the character, that it's science fiction.
Yes.
So he can do what he wants to do.
Yes, sir.
And so so Quaritch is back. He'll be quite recognizable at the same time, you know. They're different. He's changed to some extent as well, as everyone does. So, yeah, I'm really looking forward to it. It's the adventure of a lifetime.
Yeah, absolutely. I mean, there are certain characters that are absolutely iconic. I think immediately, of course, of Darth Vader. I think of Agent Smith from The Matrix because, you know, we all, you know, you want the hero to win, but if the villain...
You need that villain to be solid.
You need the villain to be solid. Yes. You know, Joaquin Phoenix, Gladiator, there are certain characters, and you just portrayed a perfect character in Avatar. So I'm really looking forward to these next films.
Me too. Thanks. I'm glad.
Yeah,
and I'll come back on and I'll talk all about them.
Yeah, man.
Have you spent some time out here in Albuquerque at all, filming?
Times. I'm very fond of Albuquerque. You know, we shot a number of things in Albuquerque and in the environs, and then always when, you know, shoot in Santa Fe, always fly into Albuquerque.
Yeah.
And, boy, some great food in Albuquerque as well. Yeah,
there you go. I would be remiss if I didn't say you were a part of my wife's favorite film of all time, Tombstone. Good job, Ike Clinton. That is still the greatest Western of all time, in my opinion. But, yeah. So, dude, we got to talk Beyond Glory.
Yeah, because you stormed back onto the scene this year with Don't Breathe, and now you've got this incredible performance in Beyond Glory. Talk a little bit about that.
Well, Beyond Glory is the cinematic realization of a play that I wrote back in 2003 called Beyond Glory. It's in which I portray 8 Medal of Honor recipients from World War II, Korea, and Vietnam. Different branches of the service, different wars, different ethnicities. 8 very distinct guys. So I wrote it because the subject was extraordinarily interesting to me, and I thought, and the stories themselves were so remarkable. And I also wrote it as a kind of an acting test. I mean, to see if I could actually do it.
Yeah.
You know? And I've been doing it now for years, on and off, but at least 400 to 500 times. And then in 2013, it occurred to me that it was time to turn it into a film to see if we could do that. And so we were touring the show in Afghanistan and the Persian Gulf and Bahrain at the time, and the Department of Defense very kindly allowed us to film it. And we turned it into a performance documentary, as it were, and it's a pretty cool film. I think the filmmaker Larry Brand, he did just a great job of editing and directing and turning the solo show, a piece of theater, into something that is really interesting cinematically.
Yeah, I was watching on YouTube this morning, Stephen, you know, some clips of you with these different characters, and it's unbelievable to see the talent of, I mean, you change, these characters are completely different. How do you get into that mindset, you know, of all those different characters when you're performing like that?
Well, I mean, it's a good question, and I think it's kind of a mysterious process that I'm not sure that I understand. Look, no matter what kind of research you do, no matter what kind of improvisation you do as you mess around with the physical life of a character, the way somebody might walk, or the voice that's emerging, in the end, you kind of make a leap of faith. You know, you just say, you just are that guy. So in that respect, acting is kind of a form of possession.
Yeah.
In a way.
Yeah.
And there are certain characters who you just have an intuitive understanding of. And the 8 guys who I selected for Beyond Glory are guys who I, you know, because they were I adapted from a book by Larry Smith, Beyond Glory, which was interviews and firsthand accounts from living Medal of Honor recipients. And all of the stories are extraordinary. In that book, there are about 25 or 27 of them, and the 8 that I chose are ones that somehow, well, in a way, I didn't choose them. I felt like they chose me. Yeah. It was just the voices began to emerge. Yeah. You know, so that sounds a little esoteric or a little mysterious. I don't mean it to be.
No.
It's just kind of the way the process works.
Back in 2010, you received the Patriot Award from the Medal of Honor Society in honor of all of your theatrical and charitable works for the United States military. Would you mind talking just for a moment about, man, our military? Because obviously, it, to me, looking at your career, you have played these incredible colonels, lieutenants, generals, and I mean, it seems like you are obviously very patriotic, if you will, because you have done so much incredible work for the military. Would you mind speaking about that for a moment?
Well, I mean, look, I'm patriotic, hopefully never a jingoistic in any way. I love the country deeply. I appreciate and salute and support the role that the military plays, the vital role that they play for us.
Yeah.
I relate to it in a lot of ways. I think to some extent, the stuff that I do for the military is my own attempt to, in some way, be useful or to be of service. Because, you know, the fact of the matter is, when I was of age, when I was coming up, we were involved in the Vietnam War, which was a war that, they're all tough, right?
Right.
And maybe there are no good wars, but clearly there are some wars that are better than others, in a way. So, I don't know, this is kind of tricky ground.
Yeah.
But I served in that war. I was in the draft lottery, and that was not something I was going to volunteer and go to part of. Okay. Now, but at some point, you kind of feel like there, some part of my own self was not completely fulfilled. You know, that there was in some way I wanted to do something that could be of service, and quite frankly, the only thing I got is acting. You know, it's what I do, and so that's what Beyond Glory. There is a service component. It's by no means the only reason I do Beyond Glory, but there is that component to it. So I relate to the military. I like them. I support them, and I want to do. Want to do well by them. I think most people feel that way.
Yeah. You know? Amen. Well, man, I'm telling you, I'm going to jump on Twitter right now, and I am pining for you, sir, because I really have been.
Yeah.
Huge, huge fan, and I believe you are Cable, so I'm telling you.
Yep, Stephen Lang, I hope I never accidentally, stumble into your house when you're home.
Terrifying.
Yeah.
Phenomenal actor.
Thank you for what you do.
Yeah, there you go. Thank you, sir.
See you, Steven.
You know, in the movie, I just got one dog, but here I got three dogs.
Yeah. Okay.
Oh, man.
Wow. There it is, all man. Right. God bless
Thanks,
you,
Steven.
You are amazing. Thank you.
See you, buddy.
Thanks for having me on.
All right.
Okay.
You bye-bye. Too.
You bye-bye. Too.
Dude, Stephen Lang.
He's
great.
Got
to talk to Stephen Lang. He was cool.
Uh-huh.
We're the coolest. Guys, we're the coolest show in the world. Prestige worldwide.
All right, we'll be right back. Hang on.
The Morning Invasion with Dax, Steve-O, and Tao.
Hey! What's going on in the news today?
Republicans, including House Speaker Paul Ryan and Donald Trump's running mate Mike Pence, have tried to pour cold water on the idea of a rigged election. But Trump himself keeps fanning the flames. Trump tweeted, quote, "Of course there is large-scale voter fraud happening on and before Election Day. Why do Republican leaders deny what's going on? So naive."
Parts of the Pacific Northwest are cleaning up after severe storms. Thousands of homes and businesses lost power.
North Carolina Governor Pat McCrory says things are beginning to return to normal in his state. McCrory saying that includes the reopening of several stretches of a vital interstate highway passing through North Carolina.
Got the news that I-95 is reopened. That's going to have major positive impact.
The Iraqi military has begun a major offensive to push Islamic State militants from the city of Mosul.
The Obama administration said high school graduation rate is above 83%. That is the highest it's ever been.
Nuh-uh. Nuh-uh.
Yeah.
Good morning. It's a beautiful New Music Tuesday. It is 8:41.
High today of 80 degrees. Lots to talk about road-wise. I-25 north at Lead Avenue. There's an accident. Two lanes are blocked. It's blocking you and slowing down traffic all the way south to Broadway Boulevard. Possibly Isleta Boulevard. We're way, way, way down south of the accident now.
Also, accident, two lanes are blocked, I-40 west at Louisiana. And don't forget, there's a lot of congestion on 25 southbound once you hop off of Paseo. That's your look at traffic.
Traffic!
Coming up, more headlines. Good stuff in the news. Maybe you got a stuffy nose. We got a couple tricks.
What your nose doing?
It will clear your stuffy nose.
Shut up about your
stuffy
nose.
All right, New Music Tuesday. Let's jump into it.
Okay, this is the newest single from XXI.
Mm.
It's called Way You Love Me. We'll talk about it more when we come back.
I've been so...
You may call them XX1, or excuse me, I, or 21.
Gosh.
Sorry.
Dang. Or 20I. How can do you I, find a way to
can
mess
I start
up
over?
Like...
Let me just start over. Man. Steve, will you rewind this real
yeah.
quick?
Somebody on the live line says,
"Hey, we're rewinding." Gosh, Steve-O, will you rewind
yeah.
that real quick?
Right.
No. You may call them XXI.
Brilliant.
Or 22.
Stop it. That sounded made up.
21.
We got a text on the live line that says, "I say negative on this song," but another one that says, "Yeah, something rock-like. I dig it.
Something rock-like."
From Lupa.
All right. We need the feedback. 585 Live or Star 88FM on Facebook.
That was such a great movie.
What?
It was a good movie.
Looper.
Hey, you ever seen that Looper?
That's a good movie.
That Looper was pretty good.
New Music Tuesday. Thank you so much for being a part of it, Starmie. We appreciate you. That's how we decide what we're going to play on the station.
That's right.
This is your station. This is for you guys. Need that feedback.
It's my station.
All right. Let's get into some more headlines.
Yeah!
Well, I guess.
I'm a huge...
Go. 65 for a dollar! 65 for a dollar! You just made a dollar!
Yesterday, history was made.
History was made.
Wait, is that in mine?
I think so, yes. It is. Sorry, I was... I
guys, Mae
that.
Thomas just
there it
tweeted
is.
Me. She
quiet,
was like,
quiet.
Oh, I had so much fun. I was like, that's history. Is that what we're talking
shout
about?
Shout out
the
to
voice.
Dex's buddy Bryant for yes. sending this in. All three contestants on Price is Right yesterday spun a dollar.
Whoa, are you
yes.
serious?
All three of them.
Go, 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 65 for a dollar. 65 for a dollar. You just spun
$1. Wait, are you kidding me?
50 for a dollar. A three-way tie on the dollar would be amazing. There's the 70. This just might happen.
Oh, wait.
This
oh.
just
oh.
might happen. 70, tie. Three-way
oh
tie.
Gosh.
Three-way tie. Three-way tie.
Wait, so three people got
yes.
to take part in the...
That's crazy. None of them actually hit the dollar on the first spin. They each spun twice, and their total was a dollar. All three of
that's
them.
That's what makes
imagine
it even crazier.
Imagine being the dude that has to spin after, and you're like, dang it, they got
yeah.
a dollar.
I
there's
know.
Literally
not
no
win.
Well...
Not
oh, my God! And then the third person.
Gosh.
All three contestants in Price is Right's Showcase Showdown spun a dollar. First, a woman named Catherine did it, celebrated way too hard. She went full celebration. You never go.
Yeah,
full celebration.
Did, she went nuts.
Whatever, yo, it's the Price is Right. My grandmother and I used to rock that like champions.
Play her clip again. Do you have the first one,
yeah,
Catherine?
You gotta listen to
listen
this.
To her.
Go, 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 go. 65 for a dollar. 65 for a dollar. You just spent a dollar.
I mean, she was flopping around like a fish.
Yeah.
Wow.
Then a guy named Manfred, and then a woman named Jessica. All three of them won $1,000. Then they all spun again to break the tie. Manfred made it to the final round. He won a cruise and a car. Good job.
Good for him.
Man. Ryan Lochte's back in the news. Is he still on the phone?
I think he hung up, actually.
Dang it. Ryan Lochte wants to open a store called Black by Lochte, where all the clothing is black.
Wait, what?
This suit is black, not?
This store is called Black by Lochte?
Yeah.
Okay.
Shrek 5 is in the works, along with a sequel to the Kurt Russell superhero high school movie, Sky High, as is a Leonardo DiCaprio-produced Captain Planet movie.
Whoa, dude.
The sharpest
that's right.
In the shed.
Is it because Leo is all about, like,
I think so.
Global warming and
now the Captain Planet movie is going to be happening at Paramount again through Leonardo DiCaprio's film company.
That's pretty cool.
But it was at Sony and it was in development for quite a number of years, and then it fell out, and now we've got an update from a different company.
Oh, that's great!
This week's DVD releases include Alice Through the Looking Glass and Independence Day Resurgence,
starring
Tio, actually. Oh. Actually, Celeste, who used to work here and now is killing it in the afternoons on the river.
Is there a good shot of her in it?
You can, at the very beginning of the movie, you see her in the background.
Wait, are you serious?
Yeah.
That's cool.
Yeah, the very, very beginning of the movie.
Shout out to our girl, Sally. She was listening this morning.
Lady Gaga is toning down the crazy fashion she's brought into her look because it's distracting people from her music. She said, quote, "You can't make music with a bunch of people staring at a lobster on your head."
That's a good point.
This is smart. I think it's a wise career move. Did you guys know, contrary to what you see on Facebook, 38% of people have lost sleep over the election?
Oh, I believe it.
Because when I look at Facebook, it seems to me like no one is losing sleep because they are constantly posting about the election.
Constantly.
But anyway, according to a new survey, 38% of us have lost sleep over the election. Another 28% have had a dream or a nightmare about it. And that means two-thirds of us have had it affect our sleep in one way or another.
I'm Hillary Clinton, and I approve this message.
Mm-hmm. She doesn't want us to sleep?
Just avoid politics once you're in bed. When you get in bed, get off of Facebook.
You should put it... I have, like, this new rule where, like, once I'm... It's, like, 8 p.m.-ish... Phone is plugged in next to my bed, and I'm leaving you there, phone.
Yeah.
I can't. I got to disconnect. Got to unplug. Got to kick it with the fam.
Kick it with the fam.
With the old fam, bam.
You got to. And if you find your household just fighting over the election,
yep,
you guys need to just take a chill pill. Just take a step back.
Speaking of chills that pill.
You're a chill pill.
We have to take a break.
Yeah, we have to go.
All right. Coming up, the best 90s TV catchphrases. Also, Canada. Man, they're so nice up there.
It's Canada, is how you say it.
Are you sure?
They're so nice up there. They just want us Americans to feel so good.
I love their ginger ale.
Also, Whiskey Tango is coming up.
The Morning Invasion with Dex, Steve-O, and Tao.
We had a very daring fight. Let's go hit Terrace Chase and look for the bit. They had the pit.
Hello. Good morning.
Morning.
New Music Tuesday. Dex, Steve-O, Tao. Man, we just got off the phone with Stephen Lang from Avatar, Don't Breathe, and his new movie, Beyond Glory. If you missed it, hit the podcast. It'll be up after the show.
Everybody go to my Twitter and just retweet it, because I'm pining for him to be Cable. He seriously solidified the vote, man. He was like, nope, he's Cable.
Mm-hmm.
He is my childhood favorite comic book character.
Yeah, he was a great interview. Hit the podcast. Whiskey Tango is on the way, but first let's jump into our New Music Tuesday track. Tao, who we got?
Okay, this is the newest single from Rapture Ruckus. It's called Tidal Wave. And a lot of people dug it earlier, except for Bill Peterson, but then he changed his comment because I called him out. So tell us what you think. You can go to our Facebook, facebook.com/star88fm, or you can text us 505-585-LIVE.
Your wave is coming, just open your eyes. Rapture Ruckus.
Ruckus.
Tidal Wave. New
That's
Music
right.
Tuesday on Star 88. Tell us what you think about it. Star me at 585 Live or Star 88 FM on Facebook.
You know, people are actually digging that song this morning.
I thought it was pretty good.
Saying it's good stuff.
Yeah.
And they're enjoying pretty good
stuff. I'm game, dog.
Lots of good stuff.
You're good stuff.
You are.
Speaking of good stuff.
Yeah.
There's no greater stuff than family. Am I right?
Yes.
Family is just... Home is where the heart is. Family. 24-year-old named Chelsea Wilson. She loves her dad.
I love my dad.
Yeah?
I do.
That's cool, man. Dads are important parts of the family unit. Without a dad, it's tough. Especially if you have, a job interview, but no ride, and you need a dad to take you.
Let's call dad.
Yeah. Chelsea Wilson did just that. She hails from Hollywood, Florida.
No.
And she asked her dad if he'd drive her to a job interview last Thursday at a bank. Being a good dad,
He took her to the bank.
What a good dad.
Yeah. All right, at a bank.
He figured it went really well, too, because she immediately came running out with a bunch of cash.
Oh! No way! They give cash away at that place?
Yeah, she said it was an advance payment on her salary. Yeah.
That's cool.
Anyway, that's what he allowed himself to believe happened.
But?
Until the FBI showed up at his house the next morning.
Oh, my God. Fail! Fail!
Fail! Turns out Chelsea was lying to him and he hadn't taken her to a job interview. She tricked him into being the getaway driver when she robbed the bank.
Dang.
When she robbed the bank.
Oh my gosh.
She had also robbed three other banks before, although she didn't have her dad get all tangled up in that mess. She was arrested for robbery, but since her dad really didn't know what was going on, he will not be facing any charges. You, daughter, are the worst daughter in the history of daughters.
Well, how much money did he get to keep? Because she could be the best daughter.
No, he didn't know.
Well,
he didn't know.
Something to consider.
Yeah, dude. 24 years old! She put her dad in harm's way.
Drugs, probably.
Getaway driver.
It's like out of a... Yeah, Dad, I just got to go to the bank.
Just got to go to the bank. And
she's like probably like all dressed up.
Oh my gosh, I'm so excited. We need to go right now because I want to go get something great for my new job. Go. Like right now. We got to go right now.
Yeah, we got to go now.
We just got to go now, Dad.
Go ahead and they need me to go to the back to the house to get a form.
So we just got right now. We just got to leave. If you could just go.
Did they ever say in the story like why she needed the money?
No.
Had to be drugs, right?
I mean, I don't know. She'd robbed three other banks before, so maybe it was just like one of those, like, you know, when you become like a criminal and it becomes easier and easier, you're like, I want to quit but I can't because I'm above the law.
Yeah, you get dad involved with that lie.
Yeah, and you get busted.
Dude, that's drugs. It's gotta be.
The lesson of the day is, if you want to get away, don't involve dad.
No.
Truth.
No?
That's not a good lesson.
Should never...
Don't listen to Steve-O ever.
Never involve the elderly in a crime.
That is bad advice.
It's terrible advice. Are you kidding me? Thank you, Hollywood, Florida. Not only is there a Hollywood, Florida, but people get their dads involved in bank robberies. Oh, gosh.
Oh, I love you.
Thank you for that, Steve-O.
You're welcome.
Before we go to break, I want to talk about our friends,
Chicken,
the Canadians.
Pie. Oh,
no.
Our friends, the Canadians.
The Canucks!
They're very, very happy up there in Canada.
Yeah?
They seem to just...
Oh, I'm so happy there, Ray.
They just love it up there. I've never been to Canada before. I mean, I've been, but I never really got to experience Canada. I went to a Bible college with my best friend when I was, I think, 20 years old.
I mean, that's
And it was out in the middle of nowhere.
That's Canada. All of Canada's the middle of nowhere.
Yeah, it looked like Montana.
Right. Welcome to Canada, eh?
Anyways, there's a social media campaign in Canada called Tell America It's Great.
Aww.
And it's where people are listing reasons they like Americans. Because they don't want us to be so stressed out about the election.
Man, that's a sweetheart friend right there.
Right? Mm. Those Canadians are so nice.
Hi, America.
What's up, America? Hey, guys. We're just up here in Canada talking about how great you guys are down there. And we thought we'd just send you a little bit of a love note.
We're big fans. We like you guys. We know you've got some really big decisions to make. But as you're thinking about your future, we just want you to know that...
You guys are great.
You really are great. You invented the internet.
You guys are going to get humanity to Mars.
Your national park systems protect some of the most beautiful places on Earth.
Yes. All your diversity and all your openness.
The fact that you're such a giving nation, over 250...
I don't think these are Canadians.
I love it!
They're not Canadians. They don't sound Canadian.
Yes, they do.
Yeah, wonderful and warm and accommodating.
And things are tough.
They sound just like Americans,
Shut
guys.
Shut up!
The disability rights movement in America is amazing.
You are infectious, entertaining.
Your gift to the world of jazz music.
Bluegrass music, R&B.
Biggie and pop.
Political and social activism.
Forging new paths.
You dream big.
Your quest to be the best creates the best.
That's what I'm talking about. Mm-hmm. Look at that. Just inspiring us, trying to just make us feel better about ourselves because let's face it, the election is terrible. It's awful. We don't know what the next 4 years are going to hold.
This is why it is so important to encourage the people around you that you love.
You got to.
And people that you don't love.
If you think it's hard now, imagine what it'd be like if the Capitol building blew up and everybody was in it. And they had to get the Department of Homes.
This is designated survivor.
the agricultural studies.
What was his job?
We should go.
What was his title? He took care of
houses. Get out of here.
Okay. All right. He was the head of HUD.
Shut up.
All right. And now he's our president.
We gotta go.
But
it's
Kiefer Sutherland.
Yeah.
So you're like, you know what?
Right.
In Kiefer I trust.
Turn him on.
Okay. In Kiefer I trust.
The Morning Invasion with Dex, Steve-O, and Teo.
Hey, what's going on in the news today?
Republicans, including House Speaker Paul Ryan and Donald Trump's running mate, Mike Pence, have tried to pour cold water on the idea of a rigged election. But Trump himself keeps fanning the flames. Trump tweeted, quote, "Of course there is large-scale voter fraud happening on and before Election Day. Why do Republican leaders deny what's going on? So naive."
Parts of the Pacific Northwest are cleaning up after severe storms. Thousands of homes and businesses lost power.
North Carolina Governor Pat McCrory says things are beginning to return to normal in his state. McCrory saying that includes the reopening of several stretches of a vital interstate highway passing through North Carolina.
Got the news that I-95 is reopened. That's going to have major positive impact.
The Iraqi military has begun a major offensive to push Islamic State militants from the city of Mosul.
The Obama administration said high school graduation rate is above 83%. That is the highest it's ever been.
Yeah, take my hand. Come with me. Come with me. Come with me to Transylvania. You'll like it there. You'll look grand in Transylvania. Cobwebs in your hair. We'll hear the wolves at eventide.
You guys want to spend Halloween in Dracula's castle in Transylvania?
Wow.
I'll tell you all about it right after traffic. It's 928.
High today.
High today, 81. Let's look at traffic. We got an accident reported I-25 south at Jefferson. Still messing up stuff on 25 southbound around the Paseo exit. You guys be careful. Mind that. Also, another accident, I-25 south at Martin Luther King Jr. That's your look at traffic.
This traffic update brought to you by Bear Canyon CrossFit, located at 9533 Osuna, Suite B. For more information, check out BearCanyonCrossFit.com or 505-293-2101. That's 505-293-2101. Thanks again to Bear Canyon CrossFit for this traffic update.
Positively festive.
Airbnb just launched a new contest where someone will win the chance to spend Halloween night in Dracula's castle in Transylvania.
Skeletons dance and creak. And
Bran Castle. It's in Romania. That's where Vlad the Impaler lived in the 15th century. He was the inspiration of Dracula. It's beautiful, guys. You can sleep in a coffin. they give you those fake plastic teeth when you walk in. It's pretty sweet. Have you guys ever stayed at an Airbnb? Like, done that before?
No, almost did when our family went to Florida recently.
Really?
Don and Johnny and I almost did. But then we stayed with an aunt and an uncle of mine.
Yeah, my sister, my wife's sister, she came with her kids, and she did the Airbnb thing. It's pretty cool.
You're cool.
It's the way to do it, man.
You
know? Don't stay in a hotel, you go Airbnb.
Don't stay in a hotel. That's stupid.
No, because we've heard some crazy stories of Airbnbs going awry as well.
Yeah, that's the adventure
of
it.
Which, by the way, when we were in New York, we were staying with some friends in Brooklyn, and they have a great place. And in the elevator, because you actually take an elevator up to, like, you have to have the key, and you press the room, and it goes, woo, and the elevator opens. That's their front door, is
wow,
the elevator.
That's
right?
Cool.
They have to, like, call you up. There's posters everywhere, and they're trying to make that illegal in New York City. So the idea of, like, subletting your place to help pay, yeah, because our buddy Brandon was saying that there are people that, I mean, rent's crazy out there.
Yeah.
Rent? This little, you know, couple bedroom apartment was beautiful, but it was like $3,000, right? So they were saying that they have people in New York that'll, you know, live in their house for a couple weeks of the month, and then for 2 weeks they'll rent it
out
and sleep on somebody else's couch so that they can help, like, pay their rent
because
it's so expensive, and so much so they're trying to, like, make that illegal in New York.
Oh, it's already illegal.
Come on.
It's like already illegal.
They said you
My
cannot
bad.
Do it.
Why?
And that
What's
if you
wrong
get
with
found
that?
Out doing it.
It's your place.
No clue. It's your place.
But what if it's not your place? What if you're renting an apartment?
Oh, that's true. Then that should be in your contract, right? If it's not your place,
no
you're
clue.
Renting it.
It's just very interesting.
Anyways. Hey, Tim.
Tamara Algon. Welcome to
love
the show.
You. Love you too.
Love you.
Well, good morning.
Tam is so melancholy today.
That cough is still there, Tam.
Hey, guys.
Yeah.
I have great news.
Oh, good.
Okay, Dex, you talked about my cough.
Mm-hmm.
And, you know, I was having a very, very, very tough time.
Mm-hmm.
Obviously, we can tell by the recording of my vocal cords when I was with you coming, you know, here staying.
Oh, I got to record your voice today.
Oh, yeah. We got to do that.
Yeah, yeah, yeah,
I have
yeah.
to speak French today.
As soon as the show is over.
Okay, deal. So I decided because I couldn't breathe. You know, I was still doing each service and I'm on the Wednesdays and it was strange. When I was singing, my lungs felt better.
Hmm.
I thought, how is this happening? But then when I would stop,
it
might be because then when I stopped, I would just have these coughing fits. And it was so strange because it was like, oh, well, don't talk too much. Don't sing too much because otherwise you'll start coughing. But it was like, actually, when I talk and when I sing, I cough less.
Huh.
I couldn't it was the hardest thing to go back and forth of figuring out what was best and what wasn't. So I did the whole thing. I put a little shout out on Facebook. I was like, somebody help me. Like, anybody got any ideas? I got a ton
remedies.
Of suggestions, which was great. But then yesterday I thought, you know what? I probably need to get my lungs listened to because what if I have bronchitis or pneumonia?
Probably
oh, great. Please you know say what I mean? You have these and you're in studio.
So I went and, you know, I happen to have a coughing fit in front of the doctor.
Mm-hmm, mm-hmm.
And she was like, I'm going to go ahead and put you on a nebulizing treatment. Nebulizer? Nebulizer?
Yeah. Mm-hmm.
Nebulizer?
My son has to do this.
So I had my very first nebulizer treatment yesterday.
How was it?
Boring.
Well,
how was it?
It's actually really awesome because I can breathe. I'm not kidding.
I can finally breathe.
Finally. And it really does make a huge difference.
Where is Steven?
Yeah, it's pretty intense, guys.
It's pretty cool.
That's huge.
So I'm doing better now, and thank you for that. I appreciate it. Thanks for being so concerned that you guys checked in with me zero times.
What's it called?
Okay. Not even at all.
Mostly because I was very upset. Our friends in Brooklyn were like, dude, that girl on your show the day before you left came in with strep. If you get sick in New York, sure enough, guess who spent a whole day of New York just being really sick?
It wasn't me.
Then the man in the calendar.
No.
It wasn't me.
What?
In the cupboards.
No, it's not.
It wasn't me.
That song.
No.
That
was about. Yeah, it was about Indian in the cupboard. That
right.
old movie.
Yeah.
It was a book.
You know.
And
you're,
then I opened up the cupboard. It wasn't me.
Tam, do you ever get a stuffy nose?
Sometimes.
When you sing, and that's got to be rough,
yeah,
too.
Man, it is. It's rough.
So I found this. There's two tricks for clearing a stuffy nose.
Okay. Oh, perfect. One, blow your nose.
No.
Two.
No. 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 Here's one of the things you do. Okay. There's two tricks.
Mm-hmm.
Use your thumb to gently press between your eyebrows for 3 to 4 seconds.
I do that.
Then let go and thrust your tongue against the roof of your mouth.
Hold on. Wait, both thumbs? Or just one?
Use your thumb.
Your thumb.
Your thumb to gently press between your...
No, like this, dude. Oh. Yeah.
Okay, 3 to 4 seconds. Then let go and thrust your tongue against the roof of your mouth.
Three.
It targets two bones in your face that shift back and forth and push fluid out your sinuses. Do it four
Nothing
or five
happened.
Times in a row, and you should be able to breathe better.
Okay.
You guys don't have stuffy noses.
I do.
I do.
You do not. That's not a stuffy nose.
Ew. Like, I can still hear it a little bit. You know, it's kind of in that nasal cavity.
Let's try this one.
Okay.
Shove your right pinky into the back left side of your mouth.
Okay, this is stupid.
Just
Don't do it, Tam.
Do it.
At this point, I feel like he's fooling.
There we go. Uh-huh.
It's behind
your hands?
I did. I just put Annie.
It's behind your last molar, okay?
Uh-huh.
Then push up toward your eye and cheekbone.
Uh-huh.
Hold it for 3 seconds.
Okay. Uh-huh.
It stimulates a group of nerves connected to your nasal cavity and helps drain fluid.
I'm not going
to
lie.
My finger tastes funny.
I had to stop.
Yeah, apparently it works best if you do it every few hours. So
cool.
Next time you have a stuffy nose, do that.
Damn. You guys are going to get more sick.
Please film yourself doing this.
Germs, guys.
Yeah, that was
germs.
I don't know. I kind of was over it the first like 3 seconds.
Okay, whatever. You know what? Then have a stuffy nose.
No. Thank you for that.
Have a stuffy nose.
I do really appreciate that very much.
Help.
You know who else looks pretty sickly right now?
Jones.
I was on my way in to come to the studio, and I saw on this TV that you guys have out there in the front, Hillary Clinton was on the TV, and she had these glasses. They're the same ones that Nate Heitzig has. And so she was
Wait, the one that makes you look like a librarian from 1987?
Ugh. They were just like these glasses, and
he wasn't wearing them today. I went straight up to him and said, Nate, I'm glad I can see your face, man.
So, but Hillary had these glasses on her face. She looked terribly sick. Does anyone know what's going on?
Was it her body double or was it Hillary?
Well, she really doesn't look like herself. I'll give you that much.
Yeah, it's because of the goofy glasses.
Body double.
Here. Is Hillary sick?
No, don't Google that.
Yeah, because it really, guys, I'm concerned. And type in today's date because maybe they'll show her talking on CNN.
No.
Or whatever it was.
Oh, my gosh.
Know which one it was.
No.
All right. Let's jump into new music.
Back to you.
Okay. This is the latest single from Disciple. It's called Erase, which is what I would love to do every time Tam comes in the studio.
No.
Stop
it.
I'll find you.
She will.
You'll never get our Facebook.
We've just resigned to the fact that she's here. She's a part of us. It'll never go away.
All right. Accept it.
New Disciple, Erase, New Music Tuesday on Star 88. This is such a good song.
People loving it, too.
So good.
Such a good song.
So, so good. Tell us what you think about it, Starmie. Need that feedback. 941, hello.
Hi today, baby.
What?
81. Hi today of 81.
I said 80.
80.
Why are you trying to up the game?
And when he does traffic, can I please tell you about the traffic problem we had this morning?
Oh, that's up to the traffic guy.
Traffic! Looks like nothing's going on right now, guys. Doing a great job. That's your look at traffic.
Traffic!
No, Tam. All right, let's go back to our story.
Ow, I just bit my tongue.
Good.
Owie.
Okay.
I'm okay.
I
really hey,
thought,
can you eat more and
I
then
really
talk?
I really thought you were going to take longer, and I really gauged that wrong. I took a bite. I thought you would be done much longer.
It's a big bite.
Steve-O, what are your thoughts?
Well.
Oh, man. Okay.
Sounds really good.
So, I want to say something.
Listen, yeah, please say it.
Sorry, okay. I really, that was a...
Yep.
Guess what happens when you eat before you jump on the mic?
What?
That's a stabbing.
Not wrong.
Thank you.
Okay.
No, it kind of sounded
good,
though.
No, but in all seriousness, all seriousness, guys, I can't wait for lunch. I'm going with Catherine. She's the best. Hey, listen.
What? Teo, always. He's been very helpful in me making sure that I'm a closed mouth eater.
Oh, that's good.
He's my friend that, and so there was great revenge because Teo and I used to live together, and I used to be a faster eater. I guess you know I was a smacky dude, and so coming home from New York, I was on a straight shot from JFK to Albuquerque, 5 hours, which by the way, smallest world in the world. I'm like waiting in line to get on my plane, and out of nowhere, our girl Jazzy walks up.
No way.
Jasmine Gallegos, who works here at Calvary, big old grin. Hey! And I'm like, what are you doing here? JFK, New York City.
So good.
She's like, I'm going home on this flight with you.
That's cool.
That's so awesome.
She was coming home from Barcelona, Spain.
From
like
Spain.
This crazy mission. Yeah.
Wow. She went to go visit her dad.
Good for her.
Anyway, she got stuck next to a cat.
Huh?
Which would have been dreadful. I can't even fathom.
I got that text message.
Beautiful.
Oh, did you?
Uh-huh.
Yeah. And I got stuck directly in front of a kid who had 17 packages of fruit snacks.
Oh, no!
And so, literally, it was a five-hour flight, and I tried so hard, because it was this.
Ah! No!
Sounds like a grandma.
Oh,
and it was a kid and his mom, and I was like, surely, the mom... I don't know if her name was Shirley, right? Oh.
Shirley, the mom.
Shirley will tell her son to stop smacking. Hour in, no talks, man.
No,
and
I'm
so it was like, thankfully he was like, I'm out of fruit snacks. And I'm like, praise Jesus. Right about the time the cart came back, it was like, would anybody like any peanuts or Cheez-Its? I'm like, I hate this flight. I hate it so much. It was sweet, sweet revenge for every time I've ever smacked in front of Teo.
I never know what to do on flights when, like, do you guys talk to the people next to you?
Yeah.
I could not. No.
I don't want to initiate it.
Only if I feel like it.
If they initiate it with me, like, I'll talk back. You know what I mean? But like, sometimes you wonder, because, like, you know, my dad, he travels and he was like, he's like, I'll talk to people, but there's times when he's so busy and he's so tired that sometimes he just doesn't want to talk. Right. So I'm like, maybe I'm that person now, like, to my dad. Like, I don't want to do that to this person next to me. They're so tired. Like, and, you know, because how do you know? How do you know when you're supposed
well,
to
Well, I think it's pretty obvious.
Well, I'll say this.
They'll just shut you down.
But every time I've ever opened up a conversation sitting next to somebody on a plane, it's always turned out to be great.
Yeah,
and
the trip goes by so quick.
Oh, me too.
And, well, it's a great opportunity to share your story with them, you know?
Can I tell you this? Yeah. Oh, go ahead. No.
I was just going to say, if they have their laptop open, if they have earbuds in, even just one, if they have headphones, like, they are locked in. Yeah, they're locked in. They don't want to talk to you, vice versa. Okay. If you are not wanting to have a conversation. However, I will say on my flight out, I had my earbuds in.
Yeah.
And the person, not even the person next to me, like, I was in the window and the aisle person, we were kind of getting a giggle because the person in between us was headbanging. Just kept, we're like sleeping, but.
That's me.
And,
that's me.
So she starts giggling and starts saying something. And I was like, I have my earbuds in. I missed it. And I took one out and I said, I'm sorry. And she just, oh, I'm sorry. I just a joke, right? And so she tells this joke and then it was like, oh, man, and it became like our... So we were, like, talking over this lady who was, like, headbanging, and it was so fun.
Yeah.
It was hilarious, but, yeah.
I have to tell you, I met one of the most amazing people on a flight one time. It was headed to California, and she was on her way, and she looked really frazzled. She looked kind of, like, just totally all done up, just precious woman. She was beautiful. She had, like, the most incredible jewelry on. She just looked so unique.
It was Alicia Keys.
Amazing. And I was like, gosh, this girl looks important. Like, I don't know who she is, but wow. So she spilled her drink on me.
Oh, gosh.
Oh, no.
And I was like, oh, no. And she was like, oh, my gosh, I'm so sorry. She was so sorry. She felt so bad for it. And I was like, it's okay. And it kind of opened conversation for us. Well, little did I know that this woman would share with me some seriously personal things in her life that she was going through that she had not told a soul.
Wow.
Oh, man.
Not told a soul. And that's reminding me earlier, because Steve was talking about how, you know, his video, a lot of people have really been sharing their heart with him and sharing things that have not ever come out because simply they can connect with him.
Yeah.
And so she and I start sharing testimonies with each other. And she's like, I used to know God like a long time ago, and I just wonder if he even knows me anymore. And she's like, I've just come so far. I really don't understand how that works now. And she's like, but this is going on in my life, and this is where I'm at. And she just starts pouring it out. And then she looked at me with eyes full of tears, and she said, I don't know why I'm telling you this. And I just looked at her, and I said, it's okay. And I said, this is part of understanding God. This is part of this. And so God's allowed us to be together on this plane. In this exact time, like, we weren't going to talk to each other at all, but you spilled your drink on my lap.
Right.
It opened up the door of conversation. We started giggling. We have so much in common.
Which, good on you for being kind, because I can see it going very wrong. If you spill a drink on somebody in an airplane, man, that could have been a very uncomfortable.
Don't worry about it. And then you're just
very
quiet.
Uncomfortable. No, I mean, that's a grace. You know what I mean? So, good on you.
And so now, I'm not kidding. We exchanged emails. We are friends till this day.
You're pen pals?
Well, I'm keep waiting for you to tell me who she is.
We are friends till this day. No, I do
is she
not
anybody famous?
You're like, she had all this jewelry. She seemed very important. The CIA was surrounding her. She spilled her drink on me. She's the queen of France. What?
She is important.
Well, come up with something that you could tell people, because the story could be better if you say
Bob Barker's wife.
Well, I don't want to.
That's awesome.
I don't want to, like... I just know
that's
that she owns a lot of things.
Ah, yes.
That's all. She owns a lot of things.
Well, we're Kardashian. Glad you got to meet Cruella DeVille. Can we go back to the news?
But it was incredible. All my point to say is that when you talk to somebody next to you, you never know what's going to happen.
You never know.
You just don't know.
Somebody just chimed in on Live Line and said, I love watching people who are clearly annoyed by the other person talking to them.
It is pretty entertaining.
I think it's funny.
It's entertaining. Oh, man. You're like, that dude is going to go nuts.
All right, let's wrap up some news.
Deo has strep.
I'm dying. I'll be so mad.
He's coughing. And he's back.
I can't.
Can we talk? Here you go. I got it. Jerry Jones, owner of the Dallas Cowboys.
Oh, no.
Decided to come out with some backtracking this week. And if words can be... I don't know, true with Jerry Jones.
Yep.
It seems to me that Dak Prescott is the starter for the Dallas Cowboys.
Really?
Yeah.
That's good
starter.
News.
Starter.
Okay. Yeah. Yeah. That's it. According to Jerry Jones, because he was like, Tony Romo, he's our team.
Go Giants.
He is the foundation. He is our guy. Well, after they beat the Green Bay Packers, they asked if Tony Romo was still unequivocally their quarterback. And he said, I wouldn't say unequivocally anything other than we just beat the Green Bay Packers in Green Bay.
Oh, man. That's the way to throw
change
it
of heart.
Here.
Change of heart.
Oh, man.
You know what I would say to
Tony
that?
Romo?
You know what I would say?
Huh?
Whoa.
Yeah.
Thanks, Joey.
There's a chance that Dak Prescott could just be the guy and they trade.
I would say, we're not
they
worthy.
They trade the franchise core. That's Tony Romo.
We're not worthy.
Oh, man. That'd be like Peyton Manning going to a different team. Wait, Broncos
How
Super Bowl
rude.
Win. Go ahead. Sorry.
Dex.
How are you just. Rude. What is happening? Are you just.
You know what? When I started coughing, you know what I said to myself?
Huh.
Dope.
Okay.
Don't!
Are you doing like all of the top 10?
I'm doing the best 90s TV catchphrases.
Okay, wait. Time out. Is that on the list?
Yep.
No.
What?
Yep.
Zach Morris!
Okay, but this is a small list. There was a bunch of
That's
them.
That's where I learned
it's
it.
It's the 26 best 90s TV catchphrases, and Dex worked really hard
on it. I did. I told
Time out is not in.
Listen, I told Teo during the break, I said, I spent so much time trying to find these stupid clips that we have to do this.
Yeah, so it's the whole list is
we
really heavy. It's on Full House, The Simpsons, and Seinfeld quotes. As you would
have mercy.
So,
Have Mercy
is on the list.
Yeah, I got one of them. Where on the list?
Have Mercy.
Yes. There it is.
I don't know. These aren't numbered.
Okay, you just got to give us the show and we'll guess.
Yeah.
Tam and I will be the guessers.
How you doing?
Well, no, you got to give us the show and we'll guess.
How you doing?
I was asking you how you were doing.
Friends.
Okay. X-Files.
Oh, that's you.
The truth is out there.
That's it.
Oh.
That's you.
Hold on. Let me find it.
The truth is out there, Agent Spender.
Thank you.
Maybe you should find it.
Thank you so much. Okay.
Find
what
it
about this? Who wants to be a millionaire?
Oh, man. Who wants to be a millionaire?
It was the phrase.
Is this your final answer?
Yeah.
Final answer?
Final answer.
Yeah.
Oh, wait. You're saying the show.
They're saying
what
the show,
the
and we'll say the catchphrase.
Oh, that's, yeah. Okay.
Uncle Joey on Full House.
Uncle Joey.
Oh, Uncle Joey. Cut it out.
Dang it.
It.
Boom.
Have mercy.
Yeah.
Another quote from Stephanie on Full House. Another one. Not How Rude.
How Rude I thought was Baby
she had another
Tanner.
No, that was
How Rude. I thought that was
How Rude. That was Stephanie.
Oh, I don't remember.
I can see your face. It's like a question.
Yep.
Oh, my Lanta.
Oh, my Lanta.
Oh, my Lanta.
All right, let's see. Well, I guess that sounded like DJ saying that, but I thought Stephanie always
said
it.
I always thought the baby. I thought
no,
little
the
Michelle
baby,
said how rude.
She said this quote.
You got it, dude.
Yeah,
there you go.
Yeah, you got it, dude.
What about Home Improvement?
It's going to be the grunt.
No. Oh, yeah, it is.
It is the grunt.
It is.
Where's my grunt?
There it is. Family Matters.
Oh, did I do that? I'm winning.
I did that.
I said that way
running.
Before you. I am win. I'm running away with this competition.
All right.
Okay. Should I take turns?
Dex, did you not put any of the Seinfeld?
I took them out because it was too long. I had a hard time finding some of these.
Oh. Okay.
I never watched Seinfeld. So
we've covered
you.
All of them. Then
it's just now
we didn't do
Wayne's room.
World.
This one,
Wayne's World.
We're not worthy.
Yeah.
We're not worthy!
Because the only other one I could think of, I could not say on the stage.
Correct. That's illegal.
Yeah.
In every country.
Okay.
Let's go over the list one more time, just because I spent so much time. Let's just start from the bottom and work our way back up again.
Started at the bottom, now we're here.
We're not worthy!
I'm surprised. Okay, what were some that were not on there? 90s TV shows. Come on. Was Joey from Blossom on there?
Yeah, we did.
Hey.
Whoa. No,
wrong
whoa.
One. Sorry. Hold
also
on.
From Family Matters, you guys should have put whoa. Hello, Darla. Oh, is that her name?
Okay. Hello, Darla.
Gosh. That's not like a catchphrase, though.
It is.
Was
he
it?
Does it every time he walks in the dang house. Am I allowed to say dang on air?
You did.
Sorry.
Twice.
Am I allowed to say dang? Every time he walked in the dang
house. You know what?
House.
Honestly, Tam, sometimes we don't know.
Amazing. What about so Doe from The Simpsons? But that. What about Eat My Shorts, man? That wasn't that Bart's
hey,
like
that's
famous.
Rude.
That was on there.
Yes.
Eat
that's
My Shorts.
SpongeBob?
Yes.
Oh.
How about from Star Trek: parents? The Next Generation?
Make it so. Number one.
Infinity.
Yep. Yeah.
MBR.
Really?
Big
yes.
Up, Scotty.
How about Baby Sinclair on Dinosaurs?
Oh, not the mama.
Not the mama. Not the mama. I love that one. That was my favorite one.
I'm the baby. Gotta love me.
Yep.
How about, you can't do this, Steve-O, because you don't watch Seinfeld, but what was Jerry on Seinfeld's phrase?
Oh, it was to the neighbor guy.
Hello, Newman.
That one.
Hello, Newman.
Oh, yeah. I just
Here's another one. Did you do from Star Trek The Next Generation?
The Borg!
You already did that one?
We did Make It So.
Resistance is Futile.
Oh, from the Borg. No, that was a good one. Dang, dude.
I saw a guy beat the Borg one time for...
What was number one?
Saturday Night Live. Dana Carvey's character.
Which one?
She looked like a man.
Oh, wait.
She looked like a man?
Could it be Satan?
Nope. Isn't that special?
Isn't that special?
Could it be Satan?
Number one was
Church
Lady was so.
Wrong, guys. Joe was number one.
It was totally DJ that said "Oh my Lanta" all the time, not Stephanie.
Thanks for confusing us.
Oh my Lanta.
Yeah.
Oh, and it wasn't Michelle.
Okay, we did that. No, Michelle always said, "You got it, dude."
You got it, dude.
Right, I feel like we got, always said, "You know what?" I feel like we got what I needed to get out of this.
Are you sure?
I'm good.
What about this one? South Park.
No,
I didn't
thanks.
Get any of those.
They do it at every episode.
Yeah. Oh my God, they killed Kenny.
That's it.
Yeah, they killed Kenny every episode.
Every single.
Well,
one
until like season 12 and or something, right? And then they were like, "Man, we got to stop killing."
The number Kenny. One quote was "Whoa" from Joey from Blossom.
Really?
Wow. It was.
I thought it was dope.
So where did I get the timeout?
Oh yeah, it was dope. Sorry.
Timeout came from Saved by the Bell.
List totally missed
timeout.
That's exactly where it came from.
And then Zach would talk. You know what?
I usually say timeout all the time. I say it all the time. Truly, I do.
Yeah.
And yesterday,
Saved by the Bell.
When I went to the coffee shop, the lady, I said, "Oh wait, timeout," because I was going to order something else.
Did she pause?
And she paused.
No way.
And I looked at her and started laughing. And then she's all, "I can't move to
you.
Did
you self-narrate?
Yeah.
Did you
go, oh my gosh.
I'm facing, you should have, you
like
turned
my new
the
place
camera.
On the, that is hilarious.
You should have turned the camera and said, "Oh man, oh, I'm facing dude. A tough decision here, guys. You know
I love good people.
Need to call Kelly.
Good person right there.
All
right.
Oh, it was so good.
We're done with the show.
You timed out a total stranger.
Did, and
good
did
on
it.
You. Good man. On you.
All right, podcast will be up in just a little bit. Hit iTunes, Google Play, or go to star88.fm. Tam, thanks for coming in.
Thanks for having me, boy.
Thank you to Stephen Lang from Avatar hanging out with us this morning. We had a couple contestants from The Voice. Ponciano was on from Team Adam. And we had Mae Thomas from Team Miley on the show.
She's like, "Tweet me. We're like buds now."
Oh, good.
Oh, good. So great. You're so great.
Tomorrow we got a couple emails we got to get to.
Mm-hmm.
There's a mom and dad who are having a tough time with their kid. He wants to start kneeling during the national anthem.
No.
And the dad says no, and the mom says yes.
We only had like 2 minutes left with Stephen Lang, and I seriously wanted to ask him that question because he's so like patriotic. But
all right. Lots to discuss tomorrow. Have a great day.
That's all we got. There ain't no more. Time is tight. It's the end of the show.
Starmie, thank you so much for being a part of this podcast, downloading it.
It's because
share
of you.
It.
Because
stop the downloading on the internet.
Nope.
This podcast wouldn't be possible if it wasn't for Bear Canyon CrossFit.
That's right. We want to thank all of the fine people that work over there and for helping us out with not only our podcast, but our fitness.
Yeah, and not only our fitness, but the next generations as well.
Yeah, maybe you got kids. Well, now you can enroll your kids into Bear Canyon CrossFit. You can get them to lose weight. You can get them to do better in school because guess what? They're in better shape.
Yeah.
They're healthier.
Mm-hmm.
They're better human beings.
It teaches great physical training. It's not too much. Again, it's a kid's class, but it also teaches great mental and physical discipline, which can help out a kid
Absolutely.
In a lot of ways.
Yeah. Ages 5 through 12, it's every Tuesday and Thursday at 5:30 p.m. and 6:30 p.m. On Saturday, they have an 11 a.m. CrossFit Kids advanced only class. So get them signed up.
Go to BearCanyonCrossFit.com.